participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
37 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon. You are up next.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, let me turn down my radio.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to say I came across your program by accident, and this is one of the more informative programs I've ever heard. And I've never called a radio show before, but I was drawn to call on this topic.
Yes.
Thank you
very much for doing so.
Absolutely, and I think you're an excellent interviewer. No matter who your guest is, you're forcing them to answer the questions that we're all waiting to hear the answers to, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
What's going on in South America is, of course, relevant to everything that happens in this hemisphere, but I feel that the World Bank is committing acts of ass play when forcing people to eat BM on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. There is really no telling, is there? I am personally offended by this. Don't do it again. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to... You're gone. Don't call me again.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Kayaking, we finally used those kayaks. That's something else my wife wasted a lot of money on. Those kayaks.
You got some amount of pleasure out of it, though?
Yeah, like 2 hours on Saturday.
But nothing compared to a jet ski.
Oh. Listen, this is not like a normal jet ski. This jet ski that my brother-in-law has like the biggest motor that you can possibly have on a jet ski.
They do make them now where they're like boats.
65 goddamn miles an hour.
That peels your face back a little.
Oh, now you couldn't go that fast up by the Route 90 bridge,
right?
Up by where the water got choppy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be like by the inlet, by the bay where the water was smooth.
Right.
But there, just haul ass, man.
Could you like take it around to like visit places and put like a bicycle chain on it or something like that? I mean, would you ever be able to use it for transportation, or would it simply be
no?
Take it out for a spin and take it back to its.
It's a penis extension. It's
right.
Like a Corvette for the water. That's mm-hmm. all it is. But it was fantastic. I've never had as much fun as I had on this jet ski.
You're going to be able to get one? Is she going to let you get one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just crystallized it right there. Is mommy going to let me get one?
Will she give you permission to get what you want?
Will she give me permission to spend the money that I earn?
That's true.
I've still got to work it out with her.
Okay.
You got to work it out with her. You know, that's a tough thing about family get-togethers because...
Right.
This whole love thing with me and this jet ski happened at the Memorial Day picnic
mm-hmm.
that we had for our whole family, Frida's whole family, all the nieces and nephews and the cousins, all of them, up at my brother-in-law's house. It was a surprise party for him, his 50th birthday, and he got this jet ski for his birthday. And I would never be this generous on my birthday if I got a great gift like that
right.
to let everybody use it.
Yeah, he's letting everybody see his new toy.
Yeah, I mean, he had no problem. He was just sitting on the deck going, hey, go ahead. Take it out. Who hasn't taken it out yet? Who wants to take it out?
Now, do they live in... They live down there. Don't they live in relatively close proximity to you?
They live... All of us live on Incest Lane.
Okay, so you're all in the... Well, then you could... Could you not use his all the time when you were down there?
I mean, I could use his, but, I want one of my own.
I understand.
I want my own.
Nobody understands more.
And he said that I could use his whenever I wanted to, but...
Right.
I want my own.
Maybe
one that goes just a little faster.
Of course.
Maybe this one's just a little bigger than the
other. Of course. Hey, I decided to pick one up myself, and mine's not like yours. Mine's better.
A little better. You know, down at the beach, here's the lineup. You got one house, which is my sister-in-law, Judy.
Right.
Then the next house is my mother and father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next house is us.
Right.
And then three houses over is my other brother-in-law.
That's pretty incredible. That's a real family compound.
Close. Yeah, and those like the freaking Kennedys or something. It's too much togetherness. But during the Memorial Day fun, when he was letting everybody ride the jet ski,
right.
When I got back, first thing I said is, oh, I have got to get one of those. That is just fantastic.
Did you say it in front of a large group of people?
I did. And right away, I got the attack. Mm-hmm. I got the attack. My wife was like, dangerous, insurance, you'll kill yourself. You're not right. Good on that. Blah, blah. Then my mother-in-law starts in. Well, you know that somebody killed themselves last year on a jet ski going way too fast.
I gave you that. I gave you that in the office today. When you first talked about the jet ski, I mentioned that. How people are like decapitated.
Well, those people aren't careful, Mike.
That's right. You'd be careful.
You're not careful like me.
That's right.
You've never known me to get in any kind of kooky accident, have you?
No, I mean, safety first. That's what you always do, right?
That's my motto.
That's correct.
That's my tattoo.
Absolutely.
Safety first.
Of course it is.
So it would go like this. I was sitting in a corner. And it was my sister-in-law, my wife,
right,
and my mother-in-law, the three of them. I was like playing ping pong. I would go back and forth. First, one sister-in-law would say, no, it's too dangerous. And my mother-in-law would say, no, you'll kill yourself. Then my wife would say, no, we can't afford it.
Just a battery of Serbian anti-aircraft defenses.
It was
right
like
there.
Boing, 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 back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But anyway, it was great. And then because I'm, you know, real kind-hearted, I said to anybody, because I wanted, again, to be, you know, just one better than my brother.
Sure.
Right. When he's letting everybody ride his jet ski, I said, I announced real loudly, anybody that would like to use our kayaks, help yourself. They're open to the family.
Now, when you said that, the way you're telling us this right now, was that cause for consternation with your wife a little bit? Did she delight in that?
She laughed at me.
Oh, really?
Because she knew why I was offering it.
Yeah.
And, of course, nobody took us up on it, right? Because, like, there are the choices. You can either take a kayak and you can really hike yourself out, or you can drive a brand-new jet ski that goes 65 miles an hour. Well, obviously, nobody took the kayaks.
Did you have any near wipeouts when you were on the jet ski?
Not one.
Okay.
Not one. It's fantastic.
That's good.
And I had to go on as fast as it possibly could go.
Did you do that little fantail where you cut it real close?
No, I was a little afraid to do that. Plus,
right.
It's not mine.
Right.
I didn't want to be the one member of the family to come back and say, hey, great jet ski, I broke it.
Since we do a lot of wagering on this show, the timetable, how soon do you think you could have that jet ski? You know, on
Father's Day is 3 weekends away.
There you go.
That's my timetable.
All right.
And that's the other thing, my mother-in-law, big help, she says, well, son, I think it's your life. You should get it if you want. It would make a wonderful birthday present. Hey, you know, my birthday's in September.
Right? No.
Okay, okay. Thanks, Big Frida.
Shut up.
Thanks, Muchley. Okay, so we did all that crap, and I told you about the kayaking,
right.
which was actually a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm amazed now that I'm, like, more of an outdoorsman than I used to be. And on Sunday night, this is Sunday night, the same day of the birthday party, I was watching the basketball game on TV, shocker, and my son and my nephews come running in. And they said, you've got to come outside and see what's happening right now with this animal in the backyard. So we go out to the backyard, and there's a turtle. Not a box turtle, a big turtle. And this turtle, you ever seen a turtle underneath its shell?
Yeah.
Well, I had. It's like a mini dinosaur under there.
You're making me laugh when you say
why?
It like that. You mean underneath its shell?
Underneath its shell. Have you ever
looked it up the shell?
I saw a turtle give birth to 15 baby turtles.
Ooh.
And then dig a hole in the ground and cover the turtles up in mud.
You mean amazing.
Aha.
Wait a minute. I gotta ask you a question here. Because first of all, turtles lay eggs.
What did I say?
You said you saw it give birth to 15 baby turtles.
15 babies. 15 eggs. 15
eggs.
Pinkish eggs.
So they shot the eggs out.
Out its butt.
And did it, and you said, did you ever see it like underneath the shell? You mean without the shell on top of it?
It lifted the shell up.
Okay. Okay.
So that the whole bottom part was exposed.
Oh, and it's kind of like a lizard back there.
No, like a dinosaur. Because he had a big dinosaur, like, pointed tail.
Dinosaur.
And that's how...
They have any turtles in Midgetville? I'm kind of curious.
That's how she, I keep calling him he, that's how she balanced herself.
Right.
Because she would have her front legs down.
And she kind of dug a hole.
With her back legs.
Right.
The whole time balancing herself. on a tail.
That is, well, that is cool to see that happen.
You know, I hate nature and stuff like that.
But the turtle was actually laying its eggs right there while you were watching.
15. We counted 15 of them.
Should cover them up with dirt afterwards?
Yeah. Did a fantastic job. It was incredible to watch.
That is cool. That is very cool. I finally figured out what you were explaining there.
I didn't know they opened their shells like that, to let the eggs out, right? Well, no. The eggs came out of the butt.
Right. Yeah, it looks like they're pooping eggs. Yeah, but that's where you saw the dinosaur part of the turtle, right?
All right, maybe I'm not giving you the best
explanation. It just sounded funny. They look like dinosaurs. Well, that's dinosaurs are reptiles, and reptiles are turtles. Turtles are reptiles.
I'm telling you, there's not too many things in nature that move me.
What kind of turtle? Did anybody say what kind of turtle it was? Was it a snapper? Was it a snapping turtle? Is it kind
it was
of like
not a box turtle.
It wasn't a box turtle.
No, it was not.
Was it a painter?
Was it a what?
Painter.
I don't know.
What are you asking me for? I don't know.
Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was listening and I was trying to call you.
Oh, hi, buddy.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, what kind of a turtle was that?
Don't know, but it had a tail and it had like a sort... It almost looked
hook nose?
Mouth.
And probably a snapper.
Mm-hmm. And didn't it look like
was
a...
Was it big? Was it a big turtle?
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
How big? Like maybe...
Like bigger than a football.
Yeah, that's a snapping turtle,
probably. Bigger than a football, right. And didn't the body underneath the shell, Bard, didn't it look like a little dinosaur body?
Well, you couldn't really see the body.
No, you could see the lower torso.
It didn't have a shell up. It's just that. Oh no.
What?
Mom was online and I did something wrong.
Oh.
But see, actually, it was just sticking its hind legs way out.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it, and I hate nature, but I loved it.
And you're going to have visitors, in a relatively short amount of time. They'll be crawling up through the ground when the eggs hatch.
But that was the other thing. I didn't know. I said, why is she burying the eggs? It was so, that other animals wouldn't come up and eat them and stuff like
that. And that she'll probably return to that spot, every couple of years. Not every year, but they'll come back to the same spot.
Hmm. Pretty fascinating, though. What do you think about me, Mr. Nature? Pretty cool.
Yep, you won pretty far in the kayaks with me.
Yes.
Excellent.
That's good. We had a fantastic weekend. All right, I love you, buddy. Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Hello, how about throwing some love my way, please?
I love you.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I know that tone of voice. That's the tone of voice. He was on the computer.
He was a little distracted that time. Now I understand what you saw. It's just when you immediately mentioned you said, do you know what the bottom of a turtle looks like? And I said, well, the bottom of a turtle normally looks like kind of like smooth on the shell. And then you said dinosaur, and that's when I started laughing because it was dinosaur.
It's legs.
Yes.
It's hind legs.
I don't want to play, one-upsmanship, but we had a snapper in our yard back in New England. He used to come into the yard like every 2 years and dig a hole and lay eggs, but I never ever saw the actual egg laying part. But I would see the mound, and then they stay there, kind of protecting their nest.
Those eggs were delicious.
Oh,
they were great. We scrambled them.
Oh, you scrambled them.
Scrambled them.
I thought you were gonna go sunny side up.
Scrambled turtle eggs.
Turtle eggs are so delicious.
Oh, and one more thing about nature. Okay, now I'm back to hating nature. And I'll tell you why. But I left my sunroof open on our car on Sunday night. And what are the odds of this? When I came out to the car on Monday morning, there was bird crap all over the inside of my car. None of the outside of the car was hit with any bird crap.
It fits into the nature theme, though, of the weekend.
Yeah, but on the inside of the car, I was so pissed off. I went out to get the newspaper on Monday morning. I'm walking back from the mailbox.
Right.
And I see, oh, my God, not one, not two, three big clumps of a bird ass.
Almost makes it look like they knew what they were doing, right?
Like they picked out my car.
Your sunroof open, fly down here.
and the one last thing from this weekend, this is kind of nature related, because we're all God's creatures.
Yes.
Then I watched the porno.
Yes.
And I watched the porno on the channel that you like, the hot channel.
Right, yes.
Where they show everything.
Yeah, almost everything, yes.
Well, right, they don't give you the geese shot. But.
Yeah. They also, and since I've watched that, they're also, for the true connoisseur, there seem to be other restrictions that they, like when you're seeing the real hot stuff, they seem to have like a time limit on that.
Well,
they won't show that for a long time.
They showed plenty for me. I was getting grossed out by it, actually.
Right.
I saw a guy, an uncircumcised guy. And I mean,
must have been one of those foreign films.
I mean, I've never seen anything as
you've never
gross
seen an uncircumcised
in my life. No
thing.
No,
really,
I
really
never have. Maybe I've led a sheltered life.
That's incredible. That like in all the locker rooms and all that.
I don't look at guys.
Head, but you can't help but notice
no
other guys.
I never noticed.
And you've never, you mean you'd never notice anybody's thing?
Every other guy that I've ever noticed looked like me.
Looked like you.
Looked like me. Mm-hmm.
So it was the first time you'd seen that.
Yeah, and it's even.
Did it look like a dinosaur?
It's even. No, but it did lay some eggs. It's even grosser when you see it, you know, like, boing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I thought, what is wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
And
like,
then I realized, oh, you. So that would be maybe a first, one of the few times I've watched one of those adult features and just turned it off.
Yeah, he
I
just,
said,
just
enough,
too grossed out.
Enough.
Right.
Enough. I'll go outside and clean the bird crap off my car. Never seen one before.
Oh, my God. Well, it's kind of got a reptilian
yeah,
the show that you did. You know what I didn't tell you? I also had another encounter with a snake on the golf course that I was playing down in North Carolina this weekend.
Did you? And
it was a black snake. I thought it was a black snake, Mr. Reptile. You know, ever since the rattlesnake near my house,
right,
I feel like I'm, you know, that guy Steve Irwin now. That
the
I
crocodile hunter.
So somebody says, hey, look at that. And there's a small, relatively small, looked like maybe about 2.5 feet long, and it was going up on the tee box. And I said, oh, that's a black snake. Like I know, Mr. Expert. So I walk up to the thing, and I had actually a 3-iron in my hand, and I was going to, because it was not a poisonous snake, and it was relatively small, I was going to actually lift it up with my 3-iron, just like they do when they have the sticks.
All right, to show it off, right?
As I get close to it, its head widens out like almost like a cobra, and I see it's got the triangular-shaped head, and it goes like that and flattens out.
Mm.
And I realized at that time it was not a black snake. It was a cottonmouth.
Mm.
It was a cottonmouth snake, which is one of the most deadly snakes you can come in contact with.
Never heard of a cottonmouth snake either.
It's a cottonmouth. You got your copperheads, your cottonmouths, and your rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. Those are the big poisonous snakes on the. I think it was a cottonmouth. My wife and I were arguing. I said, any snake can, like, do that cobra look. And she said, no, that's a very so I really don't even know. But I stopped at that because it went into that S position where they're going to strike, and it went like that, and I backed off, and I'm like, oh, I guess that was a little dangerous, you know, with these two strangers we're playing with. I'm a total idiot.
Was that the guy with the limp you were playing with?
No, this was a younger couple that we were playing with, and it was the guy. It was that other guy, and he was like, well, that might be dangerous. You might want to stay away from me. Okay, all right, pops, I'll stay away. So I don't know if I had picked it up and it hadn't gone into that. If it had bitten me and it was, I think, a cottonmouth, because that's the black snakes. That
cotton
are,
picking cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth. It was, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking all the way up to Biscuitville.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike went to a restaurant called Biscuitville.
Wow. I think it was Roxboro, North Carolina. We drove by it. We didn't go in. I was so mad. Because my wife wanted to keep going, and it was it was called Biscuitville. Biscuitville, yeah, homemade biscuits every day. It said homemade biscuits 24 hours a day at Biscuitville.
Did it have your face on the sign outside?
I would have gladly given them my endorsement, just based on the name alone. Biscuitville.
To be confused with Midgetville.
Midgetville. Right after Midgetville, let's go get some biscuits at Biscuitville.
Smallville. That's where Superman grew up.
Right? That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Baldy.
Linville.
Larry Linville?
I wanted to actually call and bash the lady who writes for the style section in the Washington Post.
Why?
For the past 3 days, the Wednesday and Thursday and Friday of last week, they list all the programs on for the radios. And they list everybody that's on JFK except for the Don and Mike.
Are you talking about that little column where it says radio and they give a description of the shows?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, listen, we've talked about that plenty of times.
We really are aware of that, and that is true. I mean, it's not being paranoid. That is true.
They got well, you know.
Not to mention, you guys bashed Rosie O'Donnell all last week, and then she writes an article about Imus bashing her instead of you guys.
Well, what are you going to do? It's obvious that the Washington Post is biased against us.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've We've proved that over the years. And actually, we've discussed this very item that you're talking about. And it's a throwaway. It's nothing. In the back pages of the Washington Post, they print, like, a listing of radio stations in their formats.
Right.
And then they put, like, talk shows,
right,
pop shows. And they put every goddamn show in there. Mm-hmm.
Except for you guys.
Except for us. We're the only radio show that's left out. And you know what? There's something else that gets me going, too. It's like, even when they do write about the shows on our station when they leave us out, mm-hmm, they'll write, like, G. Gordon Liddy Show, with no explanation. They'll just say, 11 a.m., G. Gordon Liddy Show.
Right.
But then the shows that are on against us,
uh-huh,
like, you ever read the three-page description of, like, Stevens and Core?
Sure.
You know, it'll say, Stevens and Core, they're these two nitwits,
right,
this man and woman that are on in the afternoons against us on MAL. They suck. They don't even crack the top 15 in the ratings.
Right.
We can't get our names printed in the newspaper, yet it says there, Stevens and Core, listener interaction, traffic, news,
yeah,
phone calls, weather every time. I mean, you know, they give an entire description of the whole radio show.
Yeah, and it's totally subjective on their part. Mm-hmm. It is so obvious. And, you know, with our history, with the Washington Post, I mean, what are we supposed to think? It's weird.
And we've mentioned it before, but, it, you know, it does no good for us to scream about it, because then they just get a bigger laugh, because they know,
of course,
that we know,
right,
that they're putting the names of every radio show in town there, but leaving us out.
Unbelievable.
You guys are great. Thanks.
Happens all the time. Thank you, though.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, we could really get going on the Washington Post, but another day, another show.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to a lady who's eating that biscuit, Bill. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry, a man. Dan.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, Dan. You've eaten...
John and Mike, you're the greatest.
Thanks. You've eaten at Biscuitville?
Oh, yeah, they're fabulous biscuits.
Oh, no, no, they, don't tell me that, man. I'm
they,
so
They
fun.
Are like the best biscuits you will ever have in your life.
Oh, God, I wanted to stop there.
Big, fat, juicy, meaty one.
Oh, man, I think it was... the one I went by was like Roxboro or something like that.
Yeah.
And, man, it looked good. It looked just good. It looked
good.
Is it
a chain?
It's a whole chain down in North Carolina.
Oh, really? A chain?
Yes.
Oh, see, I thought this was like
an
individual...
You can look for those all over, but, yeah, they're big, fat, juicy, greasy biscuit, yellow, you know, buttery biscuit.
Buttery, delicious biscuits. Can you get biscuits with the sausage gravy on them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so gross.
Let's just drive by. Yeah, just
yeah they're hurry. Great for the morning.
We'll go to McDonald's. Like, everybody's got McDonald's when you had an opportunity, golden opportunity, to stop at Biscuitville.
All right, one more call on this topic. Here's a guy who's eating there, and he says it sucks.
Oh.
Hello, Todd.
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Hey, Todd.
Now, I lived for college. My first year lived in this Boone County, North Carolina, called High Point. And we had like six of these things all over the place.
And you had
biscuits? We couldn't get like a Denny's, but we had like six Biscuitvilles.
And you didn't care for the biscuits at Biscuitville?
The Biscuitville sucked.
Why did they suck? I want a reason. Why did they suck? Because the other guy said they were nice, big, greasy, buttery biscuits.
Well, first of all, you go in, there's like, you know, Cletus taking your order, and he's got like two front teeth.
Well, that's everywhere.
But not even a chance one of his missing teeth is in your sandwich.
Hold on. Important question right here.
Huh.
Do you like biscuits?
I do like biscuits.
All right.
Biscuits are good.
Okay, good.
Hot, buttery, greasy biscuits.
Okay, but they weren't that good at Biscuitville.
Well, you know, I wasn't sure it was grease or some other foreign substance on it.
Oh.
The baking, you know.
All right,
but
all right.
I really indulge in the hot, greasy biscuit.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Well, now I'm totally lost. We got one pro, one con.
Yeah. I guess you'll have to work it out on your next trip to North Carolina.
Yeah, right. What I'm going to have to do is make the, you know, I'm going to have to make the decision myself.
Well, were you driving or was she driving?
I was driving. And
you were driving and still you didn't stop at Biscuitville?
And she said, we're going to wait. And I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to Biscuitville. I still want to go to Biscuitville. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get to the internet. You can find anything. I'm going to get on the internet. I'm going to find the closest Biscuitville to where I live. And if it's within an hour, I'm going to drive to Biscuitville.
It won't be.
Rob?
Yeah, we'll go.
All right, good. Cool.
And your wife has the same problem as my wife.
Yeah.
Just won't listen. They just don't listen. You know how OJ handled that.
Biscuitville.
Cut off their heads. Don't want to go to Biscuitville? I'll cut your head off. You don't want me to get a jet ski? I'm going to cut your head off, baby.
Oh, God.
That's how I handle my wife, just like OJ did.
And then go out for business.
We will be back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
It's a funny kind of a thing, but, you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good.
Thank you.
Doc, thank you. just reading. I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something.
No, I did not.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to begin to touch with you.
The bell, please.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I go fag, you die.
Got it?
Got it. So, huh? You're good, Doc. You're good.
The Don and Mike Show.
General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
This is the only song I listen to on vacation. Whole vacation. Ah, Def Leppard, baby. What are you doing? Your one-armed drummer impression?
Thank you. Thank you. They're not all audio impressions. There you go. Was I doing him justice?
That's very good, Mike.
Thank you.
But tell me, what is the difference between that and this? You get so mad at me for doing that, huh?
Get mad at you. I left it.
Okay. All right, it's freaking hot.
Yes, it is.
It's freaking hot everywhere.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk?
Hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
There you go.
Everybody keep cool.
All right, we're going to see if this theory actually is right. Let's go live via remote microphone outside the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, making his debut on the show. Here is Mike, the big goofy intern. Hello.
Hey, big goofy Mike. Wait a minute, Inspector Gadget has come in here.
Hello, Gadget.
He has not gone outside yet. He has gone upstairs to get the eggs.
For goodness sake. Did I tell you we're going to do it now?
Yes, you did.
What is his ETA outside?
Minute.
Minute.
Okay.
Hey, were you listening a moment ago when we tried to get you in the studio and we were doing porn names?
Yeah, what was the name of your first dog?
You have to combine the name of your first dog
and the first street you ever lived on.
And that would be your porno name.
Like, my name would be Shushu Norbeck.
Mine would be Louis Evergreen.
I don't remember the name of the first dog.
I knew there'd be a snafu there.
Always a speed bump.
Yeah.
What was the next to last dog?
Any dog you've ever had. You ever owned a dog?
Yeah.
All right, so you combine the first street you ever lived on with the dog, the first dog you can remember.
The dog's name is first, right. And the street's name is your last name.
Before you killed it or whatever the hell you did to it.
What would the name be?
Nikki Delaware.
All right. Oh, that's a good porno name.
That's a perfect porno name.
Hey, Nikki Delaware with you.
Starring Nikki Delaware.
Well, you're listening right now to the sound of traffic out front the radio station.
Is that really the sound of the street? We should tell people if they drive by our studios here in Washington, D.C., they should honk their horn. And if we hear a honk, we'll know that we are indeed hearing the sounds of the street.
It's not traffic. It's a party. Well, I don't know where Mike is now.
I just saw Mike go. Well, I just heard a honk too.
Mike is out there.
Oh, big goofy Mike is out there.
Hello.
All right,
there is Delaware here.
That is big goofy Mike, our intern, out front the radio.
No, that's Charles Broyhill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Where is big goofy Mike?
He's standing right here.
All right, would you put him on, please?
Yes.
Hey, Robbie, why don't you go out there also?
All right.
Need someone who knows what they're doing out there. Hey, big goofy Mike.
Hello.
Hello, here is Big Goofy Mike.
How you doing there,
Mike? All right, Charlie,
BGM.
Can I take you down the street?
What?
I'm trying to find Mike. Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, Mike, if possible, why don't you move in front of the window so that Mike and I can see you?
All right, let me try and move this over. I don't want to break anything.
Okay. Okay, now we can see you.
No, we can't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can't see him.
I was just trying to play along.
Move to your right, Mike. Keep moving.
I'm a little further. I'm down here to help.
A little further. There you are.
No, he's nowhere near.
Oh, all right.
Come on. He's taking like baby steps.
I'm sorry.
Come on. Keep going. That's good.
Secret's out of the bag now, folks. When there's something on the street, I always pretend I can see it.
Okay. All right. Can you see me now?
I can almost see you now.
I can see him perfectly.
Okay. Now, you have the eggs?
Yes, I do.
All right, now, are you familiar with frying an egg?
Not really. I don't cook very much.
Have you ever cracked an egg and made fried eggs?
a long time ago.
What do you mean a long time ago?
No, a long time ago.
Not this morning? How old are you?
24.
How long ago was a long time ago that you first cracked an egg and fried it?
Probably a home ec class in high school.
What do you usually eat for breakfast in the morning?
I don't eat breakfast.
Is it freaking hot outside?
Very hot.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Let me talk to Spiewak, please.
You want to talk to Rob?
Yes. Give Rob the headset also, please.
He's being relieved of command.
Oh, Rob, this guy's an idiot.
Rob, do you know where the nearest cooling center is?
This guy is an idiot.
Rob, why don't you handle this, please? I know you're no stranger to eggs.
All right, can I have one of those eggs? This is a white egg, Don.
Okay.
It's not a brown egg, Rob?
No, I'm out in the road.
See, now Robbie knows what he's doing.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Rob has just cracked the egg.
Is it frying?
Oh, stop!
All right, hold on. There's traffic coming, Bob. Why don't you get Big Goofy Mike to stop the traffic?
Mike, go stop the traffic, if you can. Right there. Oh, there's egg on the mic. No action yet, and the yolk broke.
All right, try another egg. Do you have another egg, Robbie?
Yeah, Mike, I need eggs. Oh. Here, toss me one.
Oh.
Got it. Ready?
Here we go.
That I just threw on the pavement. Good sound, though.
Hey, just the view I have now is just of Rob's big ass.
Come see my ass.
Because he's bent. Rob is bent over at the waist.
If you can combine my ass and eggs, you're going to have to stop.
Holding the microphone down on the ground to see if we can get the sound of the egg actually.
Hey, calm down.
See if we can get the sound of the egg actually. Rob, you know, frying on the sidewalk.
Rob, is there any evidence whatsoever that those eggs are frying?
No, not really. Oh, I just got some on my lip. No. The eggs are just sort of gooey.
Hey, Robbie, what's the girl in the bikini doing there?
Hi, what's your name, ma'am?
Oh, Rob.
Was he hit by a car?
No, he dropped the microphone.
I dropped it. It's all slippery and eggy. Hi, what's your name?
Julia.
Julia, what brings you out here?
My husband said that you guys would pay us $100 if I had John and Mike on my chest.
Well, no, what you had to do is you had to have it tanned into your chest.
But if so, she'd like to come into the studio and show us, we'd like to send her in, Rob.
Yes, go into the studio. Chris, can you show her to the air studio?
Rob, try another egg, please.
Yeah, coming up. Mike is just moving the buses all around. I need another egg. All right, stop. Just a mess of wires.
See,
ready?
It really is not hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Here, I'm going to just throw it on the pavement again.
And
nothing. Look at it sizzle. did you hear that?
There is dick out there. There's nothing.
Now, as opposed to frying the egg on the sidewalk, you're in the middle of the street, a very busy street.
Well, it's because we determined that the streets
would be hotter
than the sidewalk.
Right,
pavement.
Because it's black pavement, and also constant motion with the tires will cause friction. Huh?
Hey, very good, Rob. That's why we call you brains.
All right.
Look at it fry. How do you want this prepared?
Okay, now, is the lady in the bikini here?
Here comes the lady, although she totally didn't understand the contest.
No. You didn't understand the contest.
Hi, come on in. Come on in. Hi. Hi, what's your name?
Julia.
Hi, Julia. Where are you from?
Fairfax.
Okay. Julia, wonderful overalls you have on.
Thank you.
And what looks like a very nice, very revealing bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can we see the handiwork that you've done?
All right, now she's written Don and Mike in magic marker on both
red
breasts.
Red lipstick.
Okay. It's red lipstick.
All right, okay. Let me tell you why that's wrong, and let me tell you exactly what we were looking for.
Okay.
What we're looking for is a woman that would go out in the sun, actually take her bikini top off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then right there, right around the round areola part,
mm-hmm.
you would, with little stencils, you would like have a D, O, and N.
You could do it like with scotch tape, I mean with masking tape or something like that.
And you would
tan into your breast. You see?
Suntan, so on one boob it would say Don, and on the other boob it would say Mike. And then not only would we, you know, we'd be able to see girls with their tops off, but there would be like a lasting impression there.
Oh,
see,
well,
now do you understand
that's like a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not hard.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you really want to win the contest, that is what you would have to do, you see.
I'll see my husband running home and saying, this is what you got to do.
Oh,
gotcha. I'll do it for you.
Is he a bad listener? Is he somebody
who
just...
Well, he gets really excited sometimes.
He doesn't pay attention all the time.
He doesn't pay attention all the time. Yeah.
Okay.
You do have the tig old bitties, though.
You do indeed.
You.
Yes, you do. Round of applause for her breasts.
Yes. Well, very there's nice no doubt that we'd like to have you enter the contest, and we'd like to, you know, see you win that contest.
So just remember, you have to be tanned in there, and if you're going to win the contest, the Don and Mike will have to be a little bit lower.
Okay.
You understand?
Right.
Not a problem.
Okay, well, thank you, Julia.
Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, how's the experiment going outside? It's a failed experiment, right, with the
eggs? Actually, you know, the yolk is getting kind of a darker yellow, so it's not doing too bad.
Lying whore.
Oh, Rob!
Is this mic on?
Sorry.
Yes.
It's getting a darker yellow. Well, probably some cars have run over it now.
Mr. Spiewak, I'm obviously disputing your claim about that.
No, it's not. It's drying, though, so it's sort of smushed into the asphalt.
All right. Try one more, Robbie. Julia, thank you.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you so much, Julia. I hope we see you again.
Bye-bye.
Maybe if I launch it from higher in the air.
All right.
How's it on now? Okay.
All right.
One more try, Robbie.
Here we go.
Hurry up.
And?
Any sizzling? I don't hear any.
No, I guess the yolk's on us.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Oh, God.
Put Big Goofy Mike back on.
Mike, here you are.
Okay. Here he is.
Hello.
Mike, was it exciting watching Rob Spiewak work?
It always is. It's always great to see Rob break up a sweat.
And how do you feel about the fact that you were replaced in your very first minor assignment for the show?
I thought it was fabulous. I loved when the woman almost ran me over.
That's good. Okay, that's a good answer, too.
Thank you.
Tell you what, we've got to have some penance from you. Why don't you go out on the middle divider there and give me 50 jumping jacks right now. 50,
I don't know if I can. It'll reach, but I'll try.
No. Leave the microphone with Rob.
Yes, give the microphone to Robert.
I'm out of shape, by the way.
Go, Mike. Go to the middle divider.
He's very slow.
He's slow and lanky, Mike.
He's very slow.
He's halfway across the street now.
Okay, Robbie, have him count them out loud, please.
Okay, count out loud. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Boy has to learn.
Slowest jumping jacks I've ever heard in my life. How many did you give him?
50.
50. 60. I think we finally met someone who's more out of shape than you or I.
Yeah, swing on over here and take a look at him, Mike.
He cannot even do a jumping jack standing in one spot.
He has a very soft body.
He has almost fallen off the lane divider a couple of times. You know, the median strip out there.
You know, he's not that fat, but what we're looking at is a total lack of coordination.
Right.
He's not able to do a proper jumping jack.
All right, he's almost done.
And he has breasts. He has Don Coryell breasts.
50.
All right, he did them. All right. Ask him if he's learned his lesson.
Have you learned your lesson?
Yes, I have.
Yes, he has.
Very good. Excellent.
All right, well. It's not hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
And Rob, your usual fantastic performance, and you know what that means? You get to keep the eggs.
All right. I'll flip them with John Pop.
There you go.
Thank you, Robbie.
Bye-bye,
and,
guys.
Thank you, Big Goofy Mike. We will be right back. Hello, it's Donna Mike Show. Hello there.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
You're doing the egg thing wrong. You're supposed to fry it on the dashboard of a car, and that's how your dog died.
Oh, is that how the commercial originally went, hot enough to fry an egg?
Go do it on your stupid intern's car dashboard and make him...
Maybe tomorrow we do it on a car.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whose car, though?
Mike the Goofy Intern.
Mike's car.
Mike the Goofy Intern.
Does he have a car, or does he come to work on a bicycle?
Yeah, it's one of those old and like 1900 bicycles with the real big wheels. Yeah, I think, you know what, you're absolutely right. Hot enough to fry... No. The commercial, now that I think about it, says, hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Right, hot enough to fry a dog's brain. And then in the picture of the German Shepherd in the car panting.
I'm pretty sure it was the dashboard of the car you fry the egg on.
No, but... The commercial that we're talking about, which originally ran like 10 years ago in Baltimore,
the,
right?
The commercial slogan is, hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, hot enough to fry a dog brain.
That's in the car when
Wait, excuse me. We're talking about the commercial and what it says. Do you understand that?
I understand.
The commercial says, hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? Like, you don't believe us?
Okay.
Because they had the dog in the car.
Yeah, the dog's in the car, which means you don't leave your dog in the car when it's hot.
Right,
but it has nothing
it's hot
to do
enough to fry an egg in the car.
Right.
Okay.
Haven't you ever heard the expression, hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk?
Maybe.
Is that a child or an animal, I hear?
My child. I'm in the car.
Do you have the air conditioning on?
Yes, I do.
You would never leave that child alone, would you?
I certainly wouldn't.
Very good.
But just one more time. The commercial says, hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
Okay.
Well, why are you, did you see the commercial?
I saw it, yes, and I thought it was the egg was fried on the dashboard of the car. That's how I thought it was.
No, it was not fried on the dashboard
of the car. They don't even show an egg in the commercial.
Okay, well, I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
They just show a dog that's panting.
Sorry. I'm wrong, but it would still be funny.
But you don't believe you're wrong, do you?
No, I don't.
See, I can tell that by your tone. You don't admit you're wrong very often, do you?
Sometimes.
But you don't very often. That was my question.
Probably not.
You are wrong about this, though.
You'd have to ask my husband that question. I don't know.
Is your husband still living?
As of now, he is.
When's the last time you gave him a Monica?
Might have been a month ago.
Really?
No,
not
I think,
too long ago.
I think you're wrong about that.
Well, I think it was.
When's the last time?
The time before that was probably his birthday, which would have been 6 months before that.
When's the last time you gave him a full Monica? Yeah, and you know what I mean by that.
I know what you mean by that.
You go all the way with it.
His birthday, November.
Really, that surprises me because you sound kind of frigid.
That's not very nice.
Well, we're just making an observation here.
I mean, you sound like a very nice lady. It just sounds to me like probably very uptight in bed.
Just tired, that's all.
You're tired?
Tired. You know, kids, dogs wear me out every day.
Not too tired, though, to call and try to contradict America's favorite radio host.
No, never.
Yeah. You were wrong about that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're wrong. That's okay.
You know how petty we are, right?
Yes,
is there any outside chance you could just say, Don and Mike, I'm sorry because I was wrong?
Don and Mike, I apologize. I was wrong. You were right.
Thank you.
You've made us so happy.
Thank you.
But it would still be funny because it would really...
No. Just let's just end it with your apology that we accept.
Yes, and because you said that last thing, we need that
apology.
We
need to hear it again, please.
One more time.
Please.
Don and Mike, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. You were right.
There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Keep giving your husband those treats.
I'll try.
He deserves it.
Okay.
And take care of those children.
I will.
How old is that child? Sounds like an animal. How old is that child?
A year and a half.
Year and a half.
Okay. More attention paid to that child, less attention to the radio.
What is the wolf boy's name?
Okay. I gotta go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Young Wolfen.
I'm sure that she is glad that she made that call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Her and Mowgli.
Hello. I'm just calling because I think it's just hot enough to fry an egg. That's it. Hot enough to fry an egg, hot enough to fry a dog's brain.
I am going to tell you that you may be right. There's nothing about a dashboard and stuff, but I think, hot enough to fry an egg, hot enough to fry a dog's brain. He might be right about that.
I'm going to stick with the sidewalk. I mean,
boy, it's so old.
You know, we used to play the tape on our old morning zoo show like 10 years ago all the time. Hello, Don and Mike. Here's a guy who says he saw the commercial. Hello, Brian? Brian?
Brian's phone is fried.
Brian? All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, hi. Yeah, this guy is exactly right. The commercial opens with an egg flying in the pan. You hear it sizzling, and then the guy comes out and says, there's no mention of a sidewalk.
Listen to how adamant.
Oh, please. Kiss my ass.
How can you be so sure?
Me?
Yeah.
Because I remember the commercial. I grew up watching.
So did I. Kiss my ass.
Now you kiss.
Come on. Kiss it. Kiss the inside part.
The damn.
Kiss the eye. Kiss his eye.
Hey,
kiss my eye.
Hello.
That might be a good new one.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, welcome to the smallest show on your dial. Hello there. Hi.
Hey, were your guys' eggs refrigerated or were they room temperature?
It's a good question.
Robbie?
I think they were refrigerated.
Refrigerated.
Okay, see, you got to do it with some room temperature.
Now, wait a minute. Charles Broyles is coming. Gadget has come in here.
Yes, hello, Gadge.
Hey. I ran them under warm water first so that they weren't any bit of chillness to them.
Hear that, Gadget? Gadget
Once
ran
again,
them.
Your grasp of the English language is thousand.
You like that?
Gadget ran them under warm water.
So there weren't any bit of chillness to them.
Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said. I like quoting him when he has one like that. Did you hear that? He ran them under warm water so there wasn't any bit of chillness to them.
That's what our wolf boy producer said. Wolf and Broyhill.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, you and your family, let's talk about the game.
Right.
Hey, my porn name would be Snoopy Hawthorne.
Snoopy Hawthorne.
All right, hello. Don and Mike.
Clever name for a dog, too.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Yes.
I understand that. I've listened to you most of the evening.
Thank you.
You're talking about frying dogs' brains?
Yes, sir. Yeah, fantastic delicacy.
Isn't that fun, Mr. Happy Hour?
Yeah, I own three wolf hybrids, and I keep them in the house.
Very smart.
Air conditioning is set at 65 degrees when it gets this hot.
Well, thank you, genius. That's very smart.
Because they can't take it.
Right. That's kind of the whole point.
So I guess you wouldn't leave them out in the backyard where the still is.
No. I keep them inside. It's too much of a cardiovascular system.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I got a couple of wolves.
Hello.
And they're in the house with me.
Hello there.
Hello.
All right, come on.
He hung up on me.
Hello.
Hey, this is Greg. Am I on the air?
Yes, Greg, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard you talking about the dog and the fried egg, et cetera. Well, I actually know the guy that wrote that commercial, and I'm not bragging
about it. I don't believe you.
What's that?
I must say it's officially the first time since we've come back from vacation that my crap detector has gone off.
No, well, I swear to God, it's the first time I ever called. I pulled over, I turned off the radio, and I tell you the guy's name off the air, but not on the air. His initials are M.H. The Humane Society actually gave this guy awards for this. Actually, you know, printed...
Mark Hamill never did any commercial writing.
It's Mark Harmon,
no,
Mike.
I agree. But the only reason
no,
I...
No, no, no. It was Mike Hunt.
File.
So you're the king of the MH.
King of the MH.
Give him credit.
You know, Michael Hunt.
The greatest MH.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
This is Rommel Sandpiper.
Oh, is that your the dog's name and
that's
your street
name? That's my dog's
name
and my first street.
Okay, thank you.
Good name, good neo-Nazi name for your dog, yeah. Too.
2 hours ago on the show, though. Hello?
Yeah, I got a new poor name for you. How about Sergeant Lacey?
All right, hello. Dynamite, hello.
2 hours. Hey, Dynamite.
Turn it down, please.
Okay, yeah, Dynamite, the sidewalk was implied.
Pardon me?
The sidewalk was implied. I left the fried egg on the sidewalk. They never said sidewalk. The sidewalk was implied.
It's another confirmation call. The sidewalk was not mentioned, and I'm afraid we might have to give up the ghost on that
right.
One.
Kiss my ass, okay?
Kiss your eye.
Kiss my eye. Kiss the mouse. My butt.
The worst part. The bad part.
Kiss the bad part of my butt. Come on, kiss
come on,
it.
Kiss it good.
Kiss the bad part of my butt.
As opposed to the good part.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Now shoo.
Oh
come
man.
Come on, get.
That's funnier. That's a lot funnier now that I'm 40.
Hello. Hello, last call. Hello, hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I was actually calling to tell Don. I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Yeah.
And you used to talk about Frieda and how when you first met Frieda, that she just wanted to be friends with you, and you said you had enough friends.
Right.
And it took me forever and a day to really come to grips with that because I thought, oh, that's really obnoxious. I finally understand. I met the man who made me understand when you have enough friends.
Oh, okay. So listen, we had a similar situation with the man who wanted a serious relationship
well,
with you.
In my case, what it was the way that I got Frieda because Frieda's a good-looking woman,
uh-huh.
And she had plenty of guys that were coming after her. So I asked her out on a date, and she said, no, I just want to be friends.
Uh-huh.
And so I figured no guy had ever turned her down,
mm-hmm.
like, for that offer, because normally a guy would say he'd be friends because he would think that he would take it to the next step. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd give me just a chance, open the door and look. And I said, no, you know what? I got plenty of friends. Screw
uh-huh.
it. I only want to date you, so I'll see you later.
Which was the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, not really. I've never had a lot of friends. But then a couple days later, the phone rings and she called me up. She's intrigued by it. She was intrigued by the fact that there was a man that met her,
right.
asked her out. She gave him the line about being friends, and I said, you know, hell no.
Right.
Forget it.
Oh.
And look at, now we've been married almost 18 years, and we're still not friends.
Well, that gives me hope. Something to look forward to.
No, we're best friends.
Hello, thank you.
But thanks.
All right, goodbye.
All right, last call, really. This is Kevin in Bakersfield. Has a question about being gay.
No, I'm wondering if my doctor is.
Why?
Well, I'm only 39 years old, and he gave me a prostate check today.
That's not unusual.
And
my doctor's been doing that for me since I was 20.
Is it normal that he uses his
thumb? I was joking. He hasn't been doing his mod.
Was he going to the bad part of your butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, he's gay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, new doctor.
If he does it every time you go in there, you got a problem.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Flu shot? Well, why don't we just get this out of the way right after your flu shot?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's it, Z!
That's it.
What the f*** are you talking about? That's it. Take it now, man.
Yes. No more. No. Not tonight. This son of bitch all night. He tick, tick, tick. He trapped me.
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes. Yes. He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Hello.
Perhaps you didn't understand me because I was speaking Spanish.
Hello, this is Don and Mike.
Hola.
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 Hi.
I'd like to tell you guys that I think all of you need a butt plug.
Okay.
You know, that's awful long wait to get that information.
Really? I got to call that guy back.
Absolutely. That's the
864.
La, 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 la. Give me that number, please, Robbie. I'd like to call that guy back. So it's on the screen. That guy was screened.
Ah, good. Okay. And there was another reference to butt plug regarding the general Bobby Knight earlier in the broadcast. It might have been, I'm not going to say it's definitive, but it might have been the same
guy. Could have been.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
How are you?
This is not Gladys Kravitz, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Hi, what can we do for you?
I just want to call and talk.
What do you want to talk about?
Anything.
About.
What do you want to talk about?
Says here, Elvis will talk about Christmas.
Christmas. Christmas? Well, if you got the creeping crud, you didn't get it from me, darling.
Hey.
Now, come on. You know, we run a very loose show, but generally you have to have something to talk about, sweetie.
Oh. Well, how's your son doing? Didn't he graduate from school?
Yes, he graduated from college now.
No, no, no. It was elementary or junior high.
Did you have really nothing to say when you called?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. She's Miss Vapid.
This is the first time I've ever come through.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And there's a reason for that.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Don.
Yeah.
Listen, check this out, man. I got a job at this cable place out in Chantilly.
Yep.
They showed us a video for orientation.
Yes.
Narrating it, Buzz Burbank.
Hey, way to get a narration gig.
Welcome to the media general family.
You know the funny thing about that tape, listening to Buzz Burbank?
Mm-hmm.
I got a funny feeling, man. I got a feeling that he can smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh, jeez.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But that guy really must work for the cable company.
He's supposed to wear costumes to the Las Vegas-style show.
Yes.
It's on the internet, and nobody told me that.
Yes. Don't be on the net.
We want everybody...
I wanted to dress up as Yoda Juan Kenobi.
We want everybody to dress up as Robbie Spiewak, please.
Oh,
yes.
is that with his big sack?
With his big sack?
Yes, with his big sack.
Sure.
And his big feet.
And his Birkenstocks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I hope in the heck it's about my 15,000th call, these idols of the airways. I just want to tell them how great they are. And I want to talk about Jerry Reed. I just heard he got surgery. Jerry Reed?
Yeah. Jerry Reed!
Jerry Reed!
All right, well, 15,000 calls, and you still haven't figured out that you're talking to us now.
Don and Mike, my idols of the airways. How in the world did I get on here? I just want to say, I've been listening to you guys for years.
Why are people so amazed when we pick up the phone and they get on the air?
Because, to tell you the truth, my friend, I've been through your intern a million times. They said, all right, you're next. And then all of a sudden, I'm off somewhere in the world, somewhere else.
Do you call often?
Well, I call maybe...
He said he's called 15,000 times.
Mm-hmm. Once a month. Well, I figured that to, 212 years, so I lied. But anyway, I'm just so glad to get through. You guys make me pull over the side of the road sometime. I'm an old fart, lives down here in Waldorf. You guys are outrageous.
How old are you?
I'm 59.
59? Okay, you can ramble.
You are an old fart. Go ahead.
Hey, I'd be 60, but I was sick a year, right?
Bada bing.
Okay, so anyway...
Hey, hold on. Let me ask you some questions.
Certainly.
Do you still get it up?
Get it up and keep it up, bro.
You need the Viagra?
No, sir. I just need more ladies.
There you go.
More ladies. Are you married?
Yeah. But she didn't hear that, right?
So what are you, like, retired or what?
No, I work. I'm in construction, a dumb old Waldorf Hill building construction.
Sound like a tough guy. You a tough guy? Been in a few bar fights in your day?
Oh, in my younger day, but I got older and wiser and don't heal like I used to.
How's that old prostate doing, Grandpa?
I'm doing real fine, man. You want
to
look?
You know, so that's a tough guy answer to a tough guy question right there. So I don't heal as well as I used to. That is a good answer.
But mainly, I just got...
How many times a night you got to pee?
Hey,
Grandpa.
Yo.
How many times a night you got to pee?
I got to get up at 3:30 every morning.
3:30?
Got to do it. But I have to get up at 4 o'clock to go to work, so hey, what's up?
I usually don't ask this of guys, but who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, gee whiz. If I had hair, Willie Nelson, I reckon.
Really? He reckons much.
So you're a bald Willie Nelson.
I'm bald Willie Nelson. Well, I got a pigtail, but it's cut on. It's on the back of my cowboy hat. It's good as all.
For anybody who hasn't seen the Austin Powers movie, well, one of the funniest parts of that movie, maybe the funniest part, is where Willie Nelson's in the movie.
And Clint Howard. Clint Howard is in it. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's maybe the funniest part of the whole movie.
Made me laugh out loud.
Funnier than the
I got to get this across, guys. I'm
funnier than the tent scene? Really, yeah. Don't you think?
Yes,
that part
yes,
we're talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, what did you want to get out there, Regis?
I got to get across. As many times I tried to call you, literally made me pull over the side of the road sometime and just laugh my old butt off. You guys are outrageous, and we know nothing happens in the world with outrageous people. We really care for you down here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, old-timer.
Nice thing to say.
Thank you.
And I'm just glad that let me get on 10-second delay. I can hear my last words if I hang up right now.
All right. There he goes. All right, goodbye.
Keep it up, guys.
All right, goodbye.
Just a real old, I just picture a real old hippie just called it.
Some old guy waiting to take his teeth out and have his Jell-O.
Yeah, don't heal as well as they.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Turn your radio down, please.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What am I doing?
Hello. All these lines are all jammed up now.
It's not a holiday, is it, today?
No. No, it's a happy day, Mike.
It's a happy day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Every day's a holiday on this
Mike,
show.
How you doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, this is Jim from Las Vegas. I don't know if Buzz heard about this one or not, but this was all over the TV media yesterday. Robin Leach, rich famous guy, was in a strip hotel. I won't give the name out of it.
Hold on, just let me. Buzz is very protective, and I know that.
Okay.
I heard the grunt from Buzz, the audible grunt,
which means he's got it and he wants it.
Now I heard the grunt when I read the thing about the Star Wars webpage,
right?
Which means that must have been something you were saving for
that
the
was
news.
A little grunt. I don't care much about that.
But
one.
This, the Robin Leach.
I'm pretty excited about the Robin Leach
story. We'll save that until Buzz does the news.
Okay, so he knows about it.
Yes, I do. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, okay. And we'll be talking about it, and you'll hear more later on this broadcast.
It's so much fun to hear it from you guys.
Buzz is very protective of his news. You should see him before the show every day. He takes a leak on all of his news stories, the same way that an animal snakes out his territory.
I'm a cameraman for one of the TV stations. When I heard it, I groaned and I said, oh, this has got to be on Don and Mike tomorrow.
It will be.
All right.
What station are you a cameraman for?
KVBC, the station that blew your Las Vegas show.
Oh, they got that's the NBC affiliate, right?
Yeah.
I heard that one of the anchor ladies on that station is real hot. Is that true?
She is. They're all great people.
No, I heard that there's one specifically who was like maybe the station whore.
No, not station whore. We don't have that.
When you say whore, you mean it only in the best possible
way. Yeah, right. No, I don't mean that she...
You substitute hottie for whore.
I don't mean that she has sex for money. I mean that all the guys would like to have sex with her, though.
She is hottie. Look her up on her webpage. 101...
No, come on. Don't give out the webpage. Just tell me what's her first name.
Julie.
Yep, that's her. Mm-hmm.
Julie?
That's her.
Julie.
Pretty hot.
She's hot.
Pretty hot.
This is in what town?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Tell me something. You run the camera during her newscast?
No.
The guys that do? Does she do what, the 5, the 6, or the 11?
No, she's not on TV. Julie is the radio.
No, I'm talking about, you idiot, I'm talking about on the TV station.
Oh, all of our anchors are hotties.
You said you're a cameraman.
Right.
Right.
We also have your radio
Listen,
show.
We know that KVBC is a radio station, but we know that they have a sister station that is the NBC TV affiliate.
Okay.
Right.
So we were kind of having a TV discussion when Don said, who is the anchor woman that's a real hottie?
Because you said you're a cameraman, and I know that lots of guys from Vegas have told me about this one anchor lady who is a real hottie.
Well, they're all hotties. Let's see, Rick's a hottie, and Nina is a hottie.
I don't remember the name.
Is there any one woman who rises above the other hotties?
Oh, boy. I couldn't say because you know what? They'd kill me. They'd all attack me.
Well, you would never have answered my question anyway. Because my question was going to be, if you were doing the camera for the 11 o'clock news show and she was on, when she leaves, does anybody go and smell the sea?
Oh, I couldn't say.
But there's one real hot one that works at that NBC station in Vegas. A very hot anchor lady.
Really?
Very hot.
Wish you told me that before I went out to Vegas. I would have tuned in.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Keeping it real.
Right. Keeping it real. Yo, yo, yo.
There you go.
Not like here in D.C.
Hey, how you doing?
All the anchor ladies might as well be men.
It's ridiculous.
Please. Either that or they wear wigs like J.C. and Hayward.
We really have a dearth of talent here. We don't have enough.
No.
Do we have any? Even the reporters.
Oh, they're hideous.
There's no real, like, strong super robo hotties like they have in other TV.
And is Doreen Gensler taking male hormones or something?
Oh, God.
She's looking more and more like a man to me, baby. That's a man, baby. There is that one lady in Baltimore I know, Mary Beth. I went to high school with her. Mary Beth Marsden on Channel 2.
Yeah.
Blonde. Pretty hot.
Yeah, I mean,
For Baltimore
and for Washington, but I mean, it's just like,
Mike,
you know, you go around and you see some of these women that are just incredible.
Yeah. There's lots of dogs on TV.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, my brother.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, we're fine, thank you.
Got a celebrity sighting for you.
Okay, we need to know the celebrity. We need to know if you brought our names up to them.
Yes, sir. Bob Dole.
Bob Dole,
yes, came into the restaurant I run the other day.
Really? Did you happen to tell him that we had his urologist on our show?
No, I didn't mention that, but he did mention his TV appearance that got interrupted.
Oh, really?
Oh, on the Letterman show, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, good. Let's hear. What did you say to him? What did he say?
Well, he came in, and I work in the Watergate. He lives right upstairs.
Right.
And, you know, I know him. We said hello. We had a little conversation about Mrs. Clinton and the joke that, you know, it's going to be in New York. And I said, are you familiar with Don and Mike? And he started laughing. And he said, yes, I know who they are. And then he turned to me and said, you're not going to ask me about the Leno show, are you? And then he really started laughing. At first, he wasn't sure what was
said. All right, hold on a second. I don't believe anything this guy said. First, what is the joke he's talking about? He said a joke about Hillary?
Well, we were talking about Hillary running in New York, and that's a joke. The woman doesn't come from the state of New York. That was the joke, and he said a bunch of Democrats thought that was really funny.
And, you know, when our names were mentioned when he was on TV, it was the Letterman show.
I thought it was the Leno show.
No.
No, no, here's the tape right here.
Our campaign's been broke for months.
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel? See, that's Letterman, not Leno.
But what was funny is he actually said Leno. He's getting a little old.
Oh,
he was confused.
No, please, come on. Right, he was confused.
We, you know, it's just our jobs. We can trust no one. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how you guys doing?
Buddy.
Hey, what's going on? Nina Raditich is the name of that news anchor.
That might be the girl. She had a name, something like Nita Radish or something like
that.
Yeah,
Raditich. She's a hottie, man.
Raditich?
Raditich.
Raditich?
Yeah.
Raditich. Oh, man, that sounds like pig Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. She's really hot.
Yeah, she kind of looks like Cheryl Crow a little bit.
Yep, that's the exact anchor lady.
Oh, Nina. Hey, man, you guys are awesome, man. You guys rock out here.
And now the 6 o'clock news with Nina Tiggy Bitty.
Okay, yeah, you got it right.
Yeah, you always see the way I do it when I pause like that, when I hesitate, you think it's something bad that I said. So
right.
Do I.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Donnie. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Bobby.
I just wanted to give you a follow-up to the Vanilla Ice story that you were telling the other day. He canceled his gig at the Bottle and Cork, or Cork and Bottle, whatever you call that place.
Oh, really? The place he was supposed to play at after he threw the steak sandwich down on the ground?
Yeah, I figured he must have not had the energy to go out and perform.
He's too busy throwing tantrums.
Oh, really? Oh, that's an interesting follow-up. Thank you.
You're welcome. Love the show. Thanks.
Thank you, Bondi. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
I was wondering why you made that remark about the women of Baltimore and their looks. It might have been Mike.
No, well, I said it, but I think I speak for everybody on this show. There are no hot anchor women in Baltimore. We're talking about the ladies that do the news on TV.
We're not talking about women in general. We're talking about the TV women.
Okay, I misunderstood you guys.
Right. You must be one ugly bitch, though, because you have a supreme complex about that you had to call up immediately. Please.
Wait a minute.
You pig.
I'll send you a picture. I'm definitely not.
You can send me a picture of a model that you clip out of Vogue magazine.
No, I won't.
Yeah, why so edgy?
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You called a radio show. Called a national radio show because something was bugging you.
And furthermore, it's pretty obvious we were talking about TV women.
No, well, you were at first, but then somebody...
No, it was always TV women.
Statement.
No, it was always TV women.
It was not a general statement.
No, it was anything but a general statement.
And there's a couple pretty women on the news, too.
There are not. I mean, that girl I went to high school with, Mary Beth Marsden, she's the closest. And I want to tell you, she's no beauty contest winner, okay?
I wish I remembered the names. I wish I was living up in that area again, because I used to remember all the names of the anchor women up there. And
Are
gone.
No, she used to work at 13. Now she's
been pregnant a lot. She's been pregnant a lot.
Yeah, she has dark brown hair.
Yeah.
What is her name? What is that bitch's name?
Which one?
Oh, she breaks the TV when she comes on. She does the 5 o'clock news. She used to be
Sally Thorner?
Yes! Sally Thorner.
There's another one though. There's
ugly.
Isn't there like a Rudy?
Miller.
Rudy Miller.
Okay.
Rudy Miller.
Yeah, okay. Sally Thorner is the one that's been pregnant all the time. But the Rudy...
No, Rudy Miller is the one that's pregnant all the time.
No.
I watched three of her pregnancies. She is a...
Well,
Sally Thorner is the one that has the tan all the time.
Well, Sally Thorner has been pregnant an awful lot, too.
Maybe they must be very fertile up in Baltimore.
The Rudy Miller is kind of the puffy face with, like, red hair.
not reddish hair, kind of brownish hair. Very round,
very
moon pie kind of face.
Very mannish looking woman.
Miller
right?
isn't on anymore. They took her off.
She's not one?
She's not on the TV anymore.
Who's not?
I tell you, I just liked Rudy Miller when she used to be on. She was so good. She'd do the news.
Oh, come on. I do not have
that. Now, you cannot. Now, listen. I will accept the fact that you called the show and you said we were talking about all women and you were wrong about that. But you know you have a Baltimore accent.
Sometimes.
Yeah, come on, hon.
I try not to.
You got it all the time.
I like the way she tried to correct it there, too, when she said on.
I did try to correct it.
One.
Right. All right, well, you're a very complex woman with a lot of issues. You have a lot of demons.
Aren't we all? See, that's the first true thing you've said.
Good answer.
All right, thank you, Juan.
Take care, guys. I love you.
All right. Oh, love you.
Bye-bye.
That ended nicely.
Love you.
I thought
love
that
you
went
too.
Very well.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Ugly woman. Goodbye. There she goes. All right.
Right on.
I would like to comment on all women in Baltimore.
No.
You said all women in Baltimore are not good looking.
There's some hotties in Baltimore. We've seen some hotties in Baltimore.
Just none of them on TV, that's all. Hello.
Don and Mike.
And as far as I know, none of them that work on the radio either. That's where you find some of your biggest pigs.
Oh, absolutely.
Women in radio.
Sure. And the louder it seems, the uglier, too.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
And David from Sacramento, how are you?
Hello, my friend.
Well, I'm sorry I asked that. I'm not supposed to. Anyway, the question about the Las Vegas show.
Yes, Friday night we'll be there in Sacramento.
You guys get on at 8:30. How long do you guys normally go for?
2.5 hours, maybe 3.
Really?
That's a hell of a show, man.
Okay, I want to come down. Do you guys got to get tickets ahead of time, or how do you do that?
Come on, please. Hello, what do you want me to do? Hold your hand while you go to the bathroom?
That'll be part of the Las Vegas Dow show. Dom will be holding the hand of a listener while they go to the bathroom.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, Donna Mike?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, listen, don't hang up on me. I called you about a week ago at a celebrity sighting, but I have to tell you what the guy said.
Hello, Donna Mike show. See, the key there was hang up on me.
Don't hang up on me warrants an instant hang up.
That's right.
Instant,
like reverse psychology.
That's right. Well, but you still hang up on people when they say, please hang up on me.
Yeah, that's
then
true.
Then you acquiesce, you go,
that's
okay.
That's true. Hello, Donna Mike show.
Yeah, let's speak to Donna Mike.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I like to, how about Marianne Bannister from Channel 11 in Baltimore?
Is she new?
No, she's been working there for quite a while.
What's define quite a while?
She's been there for probably 4 or 5 years that I know of.
I'm not familiar with her. I've never slid down her banister.
My wife calls her Helmet Head. She's a blonde. She's got like ram horns for hair.
Well, that's
attractive.
That's a good sign, though, if your wife is slamming her. That means
she's probably good looking.
There might be some potential there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Bruce from Diamond Springs up here.
Yeah.
There's another station I'm picking up. The Cat... I'm usually pick up Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, we're on a station in Oakland. That's a station in Oakland.
Ah.
And very soon we're going to be on in San Francisco. That's very exciting. That's very exciting.
Ah, yeah, I'm ready for that one. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Last call. Hello.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey, buddy.
Mary Beth Morrison is not the hottie you may think she was. She's kind of beefed up.
there's another girl named Katie Lehan on another network that's like the real hot in Baltimore.
I miss this. We used to discuss local anchor people all the time. We really did.
But yeah, Mary Beth, she might have been hot when you went to school with her, but she's kind of got a little...
She had a little weight problem in high school.
Oh, but Katie Lehan on Marty Bass, remember him? You've had that.
Now he's gorgeous.
He's a handsome man. Marty Bass.
On
he's
his network.
He's a beautiful man.
And that guy with the black beard that he works with, he's right. Gorgeous too.
Crater Face.
What's his name?
Crater Face.
What is
Don
that
Scott.
Guy? Don Scott.
Don Scott. Okay. The man in Baltimore.
You know the guy that makes me laugh, though? The sports guy on 13. The guy that talks like Ted Baxter.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, all right. The O's are at the yards tonight.
Here we go. Yes, big doings right now.
I'm live at Camden Yards.
Is that the guy with kind of the store-bought tan?
That's him.
Big jet black hair.
That's him.
Hey, okay. Here we go.
Hey, wait. But I found the guy. I know
King
you see him.
Doofus.
I know you have seen this guy.
Who?
He is on the Fox Sports Network.
Okay.
He gives highlights on the face. He's got a perfectly square head. He's got very dark circles under his eyes, and he's got a very small mouth.
Blonde hair?
Blonde hair.
Okay.
Do you know this guy?
His name is
Dink. Dink of Dink.
It is a three-word name.
It is
like Van something something.
Yes, and the thing is,
right.
he falls well into the category of so bad he's good. I will watch the guy just because.
We're out here at the yard tonight. Who is he, Charlie?
Van Earl Wright. That's him. He started out doing headline news sports.
Oh, man.
Update.
Let me tell you right now, the highlights going out the back of the hall is a whole rumble.
Hey, Brian, is that the guy that used to be like a Chris Berman ripoff when he did the voiceovers on Headline News?
Uh-huh, that's him.
Oh, I gotcha.
Check out Channel 13 on the weekend mornings. That's when you'll see the hottest babe of all.
All right, thank you.
See you, buddy.
This guy that's on it, Van, what is his name again?
Van Earl Wright.
Van Earl Wright of the Fox Sports Center.
Well, here we go, Van Earl Wright here on the road. It's going to be great. Check out the big dark circles under my eyes right now.
I got to tell you the sports highlights coming up right now. Van Earl Wright. Big, dark, ugly, anus eyes. These are the sports right now. I think I'm just the coolest guy with my tiny little mouth. My tiny little mouth looks like a reptile's mouth. Van Earl Wright with you.
See, I know him because he does like the studio stuff for NFL Europe. And, of course, I'm the only guy on the planet that watches NFL Europe football.
He is absolutely, he's a riot to watch. I'd rather watch
Let's go out to Barcelona with the Dragons against the Amsterdam Admirals. That's a good football game. I'll tell you right now, Van Earl Wright. The Fox Sports Night in Hollywood.
So funny.
Yeah.
It is so funny. And he looks like he just came into the studio after he had been out all night.
Puking his guts out, you're right. And I bet he smelled his fingers.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Van Earl Wright, take a smell of my index finger right here. I'll tell you, it's nasty stuff.
All right, we got two more calls and other stuff to get to. We have to do this break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And Mandino, I go to Taco Bell and I eat a beef burrito. Rico. Yeah, I like it. Woo! Suave! Rico! Yeah! Suave! I eat a big taco for a chimichanga. The sweet fried beef makes a dude look hunger. Buenos dias, where's my lunch? Here's your salsa, thanks a bunch! Yeah, all right. Rico! Adios, amiga, and que pasa? I mean, Cinder Charlie, the big bandito. If I ever see you, I'll buy you a burrito. Ah! Rico. So suave. Bueno. ¿Dónde está casa de Pepe?
The Don and Mike Show. On a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know, we've had a very busy show today.
Yes, we have.
We haven't been able to get to everything. One thing we do want to make sure we get to is the Homo Joe, Cheryl the Big Dyke Gay Pride tape.
Yes, it was Gay Pride weekend in Washington, D.C.
Had a
big parade.
Right.
Like thousands and thousands of gays and homos.
Right. The
and
city was jam-packed with gays.
The original thought.
Yeah, wall-to-wall gays.
Back-to-back homos.
I saw them on the news. It looked rather festive, and it looked like everybody had a delightful time.
The original thought was that we would send Dennis Murphy down with Homo Joe.
Right.
And Homo Joe would try to introduce him to the gay community, but shocker, Dennis didn't show up.
Uh-huh.
So Homo Joe went along on his own, and Cheryl the Dyke helped him out, and we have the tape. It's on Reel One, Robbie?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some of Homo Joe at the Gay Pride Parade.
Hi, this is Homo Joe from the Donna Mike Show. What do you think is best about this Gay Pride celebration today?
What is best about it is that we're here, we're queer, and we're proud of who we are.
Oh there God. We go. I like that. That's a good opening salvo. Yeah, bravo. Bravo.
So funny hearing guys that are really, really gay like that.
That's right.
That's a drag queen. I think the first two interviews are drag queens.
Drag queen. It was a festival, basically. They had booths, they had tents, they had ice cream.
There's marching bands. You get to hear the gay choir, I believe, and also a great marching band version of the Smash Mouth song, Walking on the Sun. I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, and we're out in the open, and we've got nothing to be ashamed of.
And I understand you're blind, you said, and you're a keyboard player.
I'm blind. I'm the keyboard player with David North and the Gospel Celebration. We're an out gospel band for the 21st century.
Wonderful. We'll look forward to hearing you and recording some of your soundbites.
So that guy's blind?
And he's a gay Christian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that there was Christian a gay man. Christian gospel group.
Pianist.
Only one, I think. And that would be it.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm Homo Joe.
Thank you.
Homo Joe. Well, I'm Vita Opulence. It's nice to meet you, darling.
And I'm Cheryl the Big Dyke. And Vita, I want to ask you some questions for the Don and Mike show. What does gay pride mean to you?
Gay pride means doing anything you want to do with whoever you want to do it with and however you want to do it. Mm. It is about being yourself and being nobody else, darling, wearing your own skin, as they say.
You know, I agree with all the sentiments, but yeah. I'm just cracking up listening to these people talk, man.
Sounds a little like RuPaul right there.
Yeah,
right.
I think you might. That might be
drag a queen, maybe.
Yeah, oh, still
another drag queen.
It's
okay,
Vita Opulence.
And Vita, how does it feel being the tallest drag queen on stage today?
Darling, I figured a long time ago I'll never get any shorter, so I might as well just keep getting taller and taller and taller.
Donna Mike, I will have to tell you, as Homo Joe, I definitely have to look up to this drag queen. She is taller than I, but much more trimmer. She is a lovely...
Donna Mike, Homo Joe here.
Homo Joe checking in, Donna Mike. Homo Joe, your number one correspondent here.
He's doing a Macy's parade.
Yeah, he will. He takes a real serious interview stance, especially with some of the celebrities later.
And I like drag queen speak. You know, the way they speak, kind of like the older woman speak. You know, yeah. Honey, let me tell you, don't go there, girlfriend. You know, that whole the drag queens really have a way of talking. It's fun
to
listen to.
She has one today.
A tall glass of water, honey.
There it is, honey.
Vita, you are truly a bridge builder, and you're one of the most entertaining drag queens I have ever had the privilege to enjoy.
Well, thank you, darling. Yeah. And you know, every time you flash your breasts at me, I just enjoy it immensely.
Thank you.
Don and Mike enjoy when I flash my breasts at them too. And I wanted to ask you, Ursula, what does gay pride mean to you?
Well, gay pride means to me something that's very special.
Okay, is this a man or a woman right
now? This is, I believe, another drag queen named Ursula.
No, I think this is a lesbian.
Okay, I think it might be a woman. I'm trying to think back. I had to go through like 3 hours of tape.
I think it might be a woman.
I think it's a woman.
You might be right. I think it's a lesbian.
Buzz?
I think it's a guy.
The time to show the world, to show everyone that gay people are like everyone else. We're here to celebrate who we are.
It's very difficult.
I still think it might be a woman.
I think it's a lesbian.
Yeah.
That we're not really any different than anybody else. That we're here to have fun. We're here to celebrate and say, I am what I am.
And, okay. What are you? Are you a homosexual man or a gay woman?
Rob, so far, nothing on the tape that would indicate one gender or the other.
I think it is a man.
I think I got Homo Joe on the line. Hold on a second. Maybe you can shed some light on this. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, this is not Homo Joe.
No, but this is related to Homo Joe.
Why?
Well, did you know that the gays and the lesbians in San Francisco are having a race to your show in Sacramento on Friday?
Is it a foot race, road race?
Well, I don't know. I think the gals said they'd be there lickety-split, but the guys might be there.
Gay joke.
I love Donna Mike's show.
Hi. This is your big dyke.
Hey, Cheryl, is this a man or a woman talking to?
It's a man.
It's a man, baby.
His name is Rusty. He goes by Ursula Russell. She's a good friend of mine.
A drag queen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, you know, we meant no disrespect. We really thought it might have been a woman.
I think it's actually a compliment for the drag queen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He's wonderful, and he's one of these drag queens that really, really is makes people laugh.
And about how tall was the other drag queen, honey?
Vita Opulence with the hair and the heels, the 6-inch heels.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe 7 feet.
Whoa! Wow.
That's
very
tall.
Right. Very, very tall, and the fabulous costumes. And Ursula is actually quite short. Ursula is probably 5'6".
Right. So, hold on a second. Sure.
Certainly.
Right. Hold on a second. The Bryant Gumbel of the Gay Pride Parade is here now. Homo Joe. Hello, Homo.
Nervous Homo Joe.
I like your cut-ins there. Donna Mike Homo Joe here. that's my favorite part of the tape so far.
All right, Homo, just stay right there. I'm going to leave you and Cheryl in case we have questions, okay?
Okay, very good.
Hold on, thank you.
All right, now let's get back to our coverage of the Gay Pride Parade. Very good.
Which is one of my numbers, and I love doing it.
Ursula, do you think Don and Mike are gay?
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh. Of course.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much.
I want to know which one is a drag queen, though.
Mike.
It'd probably be Robbie, I would think.
Well, what did Homo Joe said it would be you. Yeah. It'd be Robbie.
Well, they were wrong about that.
Yeah, it's Mike.
Don had it right.
I think Robbie / Dolores is the drag queen.
The gay community is dancing in the streets, but show me your love.
This really is like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I want Cheryl to show me some love too, Don and Mike.
I flash my breath for Homo Joe. I'm showing him love.
And it's a lot of love, Don and Mike. You know that to be true.
It's like they're doing the parade.
He really is.
They're doing the parade. Here comes the marching band.
Katie and Al.
You know, over 400,000 roses went into that float. This is great.
What a giant ass. Oh, boy.
This is terrific.
Just listening to a little bit of the performance of Robin Esposito on for the show. What does gay pride mean to you on this day?
It's a symbol of independence. You know, everyone deserves a little happiness in their lives. And who am I or anyone else to judge? I'm happy with my life. So why shouldn't I be happy with theirs?
Well, I know that you've worked the crowd up quite well. I was out there dancing along with some of the folks, and I noticed you brought some people up on stage.
You know, I'd love to see Homo Joe dance. We're going to have to get him up on stage Friday night in Sacramento to make him
play something really, really rhythmic that he can really bump and grind to.
Something like Funky Town or something. You know,
Funky Town. Take me to town, Funky Town.
Maybe Joe could work up an entire choreography for you know, for our appearance in Sacramento.
I'd love to see him dance.
I think that would be a wonderful show opener.
Oh, I would laugh so much.
Back up dancers, it was just a great performance today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I get lonely on stage. You know, sometimes they get angry at me because I bring too many people up, and sometimes I get yelled at, but I don't care.
Donna Mike, we have another wonderful celebrity here in Washington, D.C. for Capital Pride Day that is doing a lot of emceeing for us from The Ellen Show. And I'd like to know, what is your thoughts on this gay pride?
Well, I was here last year, and it was an amazing
experience. Hold on.
Is that the redhead guy?
Yes.
Who is this guy on Ellen?
His name is Patrick Bristow. He's Peter.
He is?
I'll Peter.
Bet. Yeah,
Peter.
He's a little redheaded guy.
He's Peter personified.
Yep.
What was his role on Ellen?
He worked in the bookstore.
All right, is this the guy, no pun intended, like Andy Dickish?
Yeah, absolutely. That's him.
Okay, that's
him. Did you enjoy talking to Peter?
Oh, absolutely. Paul Lekatis was even better.
All right, hold on, Homo.
Okay.
Hold on. All right,
this is Homo Joe talking to Peter.
Experience. I was one of the National Grand Marshals. This year is even more amazing. The festival has expanded. We're taking up several more blocks than before. I think it's about 200,000 people here. The entertainment is top-notch, even with the rain that kind of, you know, set us back a little
200,000 people. Wow.
It's proven to be an amazing
Christ, that's a lot of gays.
Crowd, yeah. Attendance and spirit.
Well, we thank you for your efforts here at the Gay Pride and with the gay community. It's been great, and we love you on Ellen's show. It's been so great to see you.
Oh, thanks.
Should have asked him how Ellen ever decided that she would be with Anne Heche.
Mm-hmm. Somehow Anne Heche decided she would be with Ellen.
Anne Heche could do so much better than Ellen DeGeneres. So much better.
And I think of the you know, the right-wing conservative family decides to take Grandma to the Smithsonian this past weekend.
Right.
You know, when they, okay, park over there. What the hell? What is going on?
Do you think Don and Mike are gay?
Oh.
This is Patrick Bristow, Peter from Ellen.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Hold on, rewind that, Robbie. Hold on a second. Did we get the answer there?
Peter says we're gay.
Oh, well, he's right.
Pride and with the gay community, it's been great. And we love you on Ellen's show. It's been so great to see you.
Oh, thanks.
Pat?
Do you think Don and Mike are gay? This is Patrick Bristow, Peter from Ellen.
So thank you so much, Peter. Apparently right now...
Joe put it in the form of a question, I guess.
Doing a little drop-in for you there.
Oh, okay.
We were always fond of the Don and Mike are a gay.
Right, right.
You know, kind of what we like.
All right, I'm with you.
Variation on that.
Okay.
Currently, right now, Don and Mike, Bonnie Pointer's on stage performing, and hopefully after she's done her performance call.
Bonnie Pointer gay?
Is she gay or was she just performing?
No, she supports the movie.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if all the Pointer sisters were gay?
Mm.
Oh, would that be a good movie?
I would be so excited.
Okay.
I just couldn't hide it.
Okay.
I'm about to lose my mind, and I think I like it. Oh, man.
I would do the neutron dance move. I don't know about you. And, Rob, I know you would probably jump.
Oh, yeah.
Jump for my love. And I'm just about out of Pointer Sister songs.
I love the Pointer Sisters. Does that make me gay? I really love the Pointer Sisters. They're one of my favorite groups.
Makes me on fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. That was another big song.
Fire.
All right. Well, let's hear Palmo Joe talks to Bonnie Pointer.
I have a little sound bite with her. And the crowd is giving up for Bonnie Pointer. Such a wonderful, wonderful entertainer, Don and Mike, here at the Capital Gay Pride Day. Homo Joe here reporting from Capital Gay Pride. I'm here with Bonnie Pointer backstage, and she just rocked that crowd wild with some of the favorite tunes from her sisters and all.
Homo
what
Joe
brings
here.
You to Capital Gay Pride, what is it, your thoughts for this day?
Well, the people bring me here because I love performing to this crowd. I just finished a carnival cruise for a month.
Happening. Pretty happening career, Bonnie Pointer.
Busy.
Really, I wonder if you've ever met Noodles Weinstein. It was the comedian on the cruise that Fried and I went on.
Yeah, after you get done doing a carnival cruise, why not come out and perform a gay pride
parade? Hey, on the scale of the gay pride parade, it's a better gig than being on a cruise.
Oh, absolutely.
She got 250,000 people out there listening to you.
And where are the rest of her sisters?
RCP cruise.
Where are Ruth and June?
And Anita.
Anita Pointer.
The spark plug of the Pointer Sisters.
The gay and lesbian crowds for years, you know, from the dinosaur golf tournament to everything else, because they know how to party.
The Dinosaur Golf Tournament.
And Mike spit out his water there.
The Dinosaur Golf Tournament.
That is a huge tournament. That's a great...
Because so many of the female golfers are on lesbos?
And supporters of the LPGA. That's a right. Huge that's a huge gathering place for lesbians.
Hold on. I'm out. There's more to listen to, right?
Yeah, you're about half done.
I love this. I think Homo Joe did a great job on this tape.
Hey, Homo, hold on, please, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, come right back here. Let me see. Cheryl, can you hold on also, please?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. There's you know, correspondence.
The only thing, I hope the next time you pick up that phone line, I hope he says Homo Joe here.
We will be right back with more of this tape. Found it. Got a Mike Hobo joke here. Bonnie Pointer, fresh off her Caribbean cruise gig. Her Carnival cruise. It's a great parade. All right, let's get it back. We only have a couple of seconds to hear the rest of this Gay Pride tape with Homo Joe and Cheryl the Big Dyke. A couple more seconds, couple more recipes.
Hi, Donna Mike. It's Homo Joe.
Hi, Donna Mike. Homo Joe, Joe here. Yeah. Homo Joe here. Donna Mike, Homo Joe here.
And Donna Mike, I will tell you, she's just a lovely woman. And it's a shame that you guys are not here enjoying what I'm enjoying with Bonnie Pointer right now.
Oh,
well, you know, I'll be back, and there'll be more in store.
There you go, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Bonnie, Donna Mike, you know, they say that they're white Anglo-Saxon Catholic guys. What do you really think about Donna Mike?
I think Donna Mike are gay.
Jesus.
Yes, I really do. I feel that in my heart.
Are you doing any more recording with your sisters, or are you just going solo from here on out?
I'm doing solo, but I still sing with them. You know, if one gets knocked up or one gets sick.
We're still sisters, you know. Yeah, okay, you know, so it's still whatever they need me up.
If one gets knocked up.
He's there.
That's great. But, Bonnie, I really appreciate you taking this time. I know you are exhausted from that wonderful performance you did on stage. And
well, homo Joe, if one gets knocked up, John and Mike Homo Joe here.
John and Mike Homo Joe here. Body pointer.
I'll be going in the tracks to somewhere tonight to party on down to finish my workout, you know. It's all good.
So we'll probably see you down there.
You bet. Well. If you're around town, I'll be there.
Oh, thank you so much, Bonnie. It was great interviewing you,
thank
and
you
God bless you.
I mean, coming.
Well, Don and Mike, she does have nice tatas, I will say. And, you know, I am trisexual. You know,
but, you know, I can turn you. You know, if it's good, it's good. Whatever, you know.
See that, Don and Mike? There might be a change in Homo Joe's life. My God, what will happen next?
It sounds to me that Homo Joe got a little worked up with Bonnie Pointer.
Homo Joe's been aroused by other women up on stage when he's come to our Las Vegas-style shows. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Dotted by Kobo Joe here. I'm not gay anymore.
Well, you better stay gay because that's his ticket to being on this show.
Absolutely. Right. He's doing a good job with this.
Whatever gets you through the night is all right.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. It was great.
Girlfriend.
Another very, very famous woman in the gay pride community is Margot. She was the model for the...
Jurgensen?
It'll be money.
Hemingway, that's the only one I can think of. It's nothing after the last one you had.
Waylon Flowers, Madam, from the TV show. So,
wait, hold on, rewind it. Is he talking? I thought Waylon Flowers was dead.
Waylon Flowers is dead.
Waylon Flowers is dead.
Yeah. Who's Madam was the boy. Madam had a voice, right?
No. This the Madam herself was based on Margot.
Oh, based on Margot.
Wasn't Madam the ventriloquist dummy?
Puppet, yeah. So I guess Waylon Flowers was a ventriloquist. That would mean that Madam was Waylon Flowers, right?
But not the character.
But Margot
was the wooden dummy was based on Margot?
We're such idiots.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. It was great. Very, very famous woman in the gay pride community is Margot. She was the model for the Waylon Flowers Madam from the TV show. So I will try to get up to her and ask her if she could say a few words. Margot, would you like to say...
I don't feel the half Waylon Flowers, in essence, putting his hand up your ear and pulling your string all those years.
Margot, would you like to say something to Don and Mike about gay pride?
Would I like to say what?
Something to Don and Mike's show about the gay pride day. What it means to you?
Well, it means that I can see all my friends, and I hope they're all here next year at the same time.
Thank you so much, Margot. Good seeing you.
Well, that wasn't like Madam. Here's the marching band. Good.
Oh, Smash Mouth, right?
Might as well be walking on the sun. What's the choir? Let me call you sweetheart.
I think that's a song.
We have the Atlantic Gay Men Choir singing some songs.
Thank heaven for little girls.
Yeah. Do you listen to the show at all, Brent?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, so you know about Buzz Burbank then.
Sure, of course.
Here we go. Well, you know, Buzz has a problem. We're trying to decide, is he the inventor of swinging, or do you think the gay community invented that?
Well, Buzz has been the inventor of a lot of things, you know, including that inflatable device, whatever that was.
What?
But swinging, I don't know. We'll leave that up to the doors. The gay community has invented fabulousness. That is true.
Fabulousness.
Thank you, Brent, so much.
On that, I can't say for Buzz.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
All right, bye.
Don and Mike, I'm here at Paul Lukakis, one of the headliners here for the Capital Gay Pride Day. And, Paul, what is your thoughts on this Gay Pride Day?
Gay Pride is great. It's just people like you and me coming out and...
It sounds like a little wasted, doesn't it? They've had a couple of beers or something?
Yeah, maybe it's after the performance.
Showing themselves and being who they are, and it's just another part of the community.
What songs are you going to give us today to entertain the crew?
Well, I'm going to give you my signature song, Boom, 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 Let's Go Back to My Room.
That guy sings this song?
Yeah, that's him.
Boom, 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 Let's Go Back to My Room.
Fantastic.
I always thought there was a girl
sang that song.
Bet you didn't know. He's been out since he was 16.
Really?
Yeah, I found that out from Hobo Joe.
Not a bike, Hobo Joe here.
Sing a song, Come On Over to My House, that's on my album, which Jody Watley wrote, and a disco version of See Me, Feel Me from Tommy.
Sounds cool. Great. Do you have any new music you're working on currently to put out into the world of us?
Oh, Hobo Joe's such a journalist.
You're a star and fan.
Actually, I'm working on an album of older kind of gay club hits.
Right? No offense to Boom Boom, but let's go back to my room. You know, we're getting up to news time. Why don't you go to the end? Oh, this is it?
Is there a tearful sign-off?
Just a good closing.
All right, wrap up. All right, good closing. Okay.
And I'm just working on that for the last 6 months, and hopefully it'll be out next year.
Sounds great. My boss is Don and Mike. I call them my bosses. They're just my radio gods. I always wonder if they're gay, and I would love it if you could say Don and Mike are a gay, and use your name at the end so that we can use it as a soundbite for some of the things that lead into my thing.
Don and Mike are gay. They're gay. This is Paul Lukakis.
Thank you so much, Paul, and you have a great day, and thank you for your interview.
Okay, thanks. Thank you so much.
Is that it? And that's it.
Oh, that's it. Well,
yay. Homosexual Joseph, nice job.
Good job.
And Cheryl the Big Dyke, too. That's right. Good job for both of them.
Well, kids, bang-up job.
Thank you very much. Well, we had a great time doing it.
Bang-up job. That was a great tape.
You guys are the greatest. We really appreciate that. If we don't say that, we should say it right now. We really, really appreciate you being our liaisons.
Good job. Yeah, good glimpse into the whole gay pride thing.
We are proud to be your resident sexual deviant.
Exactly. We enjoy it so much.
It sounded like everybody had a great time there.
It was a great day. You know, it rained a couple times, but then it cleared up. And you know what I was hoping for? That when it cleared up, a big rainbow would have appeared in the sky. But that didn't
happen.
Right. That's big...
Wouldn't that have been like a spiritual moment for the whole crowd?
But we did have many wet t-shirt contests and wet jock contests. Let me tell you, it was terrible.
Homo Joe, he always goes there, you guys. Always, Homo, you always go there, and it's so cute. That's so special. That's what makes you a boy and me a girl.
There you go.
Well, Homosexual Joseph, great job. We will see you Friday out in Sacramento.
I will not be in Sacramento. I'll be there in spirit.
Beautiful. And Cheryl the Big Dyke, thank you so much.
You're welcome anytime, you guys.
All right. Goodbye, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was pretty great tape.
Yeah.
Great job by both of them.
Pretty good.
My favorite was Bonnie Pointer. Whenever one of them gets knocked up.
Not a bike, Hobo Joe here. The marching dance performing.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
With thin layers of banana on top.
At Crohn's, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin.
Junior, could I have just a drop of honey in this, please? Just a drop.
The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate. You know?
Oh, boy. How'd you write the stuff one of them in a donut?
The Don and Mike Show.
Drink your mead, but in moderation. No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour. Just ask Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Frankly, I thought that we would throw out the idea about the cows.
Right.
Thought we'd get cows out the wazoo.
I didn't think we'd get any cow farmers immediately calling us, but the lines are now jammed. Apparently, we're going to have our pick of cows.
Now, I think I overheard you speaking with a couple of cow farmers during the break.
Yeah. We got four different cow farmers online right now.
Excellent.
Four different. Here's Perry from Virginia. Hello, Perry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are doing great. Perry, maybe you've heard. We're looking for cows.
That's not a problem. I can get you some cows. Here's the deal.
Hold on.
At a farm
E-I-E-I-O.
We just want to hear our Elvis there. Okay, what's the problem, Perry?
Well, the cows lactate and become ready to milk on a 24-hour cycle, and they're ready to milk in the morning, usually between like 5:30 and 7:30 in the morning. So I know you guys have an afternoon show, but the cows are on a 24-hour cycle. They build up their milk supply, and then we milk them in the morning. Now, I'll give you the cows, but if you wait till the afternoon from the day before to milk them, they're going to be leaking. So you got to put something on the floor because they're going to be leaking. They're going to be swollen up and ready to go.
Well, there would be no problem with...
That's kind of cool. We'd like cows that are ready to go.
There would be no problem with putting something on the floor, I would think. You know, if we did it outside, you know.
They are going to be swollen, gorged. I mean, they're going to be gorged and ready to let it go.
Now, that would probably be helpful for the contest, right?
Well, yeah, it would, definitely.
Oh, my God. Look at the humanity. There's cow milk everywhere. I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, the cows. Oh, God. Look at this. Oh,
Perry?
They're going to be 7 or 8 hours late by the time we get to the time of your show.
What if you just milked them a little bit in the morning?
Right.
I mean, you can, but see, they're used to letting it go, you know, because they're on a machine.
Oh, right, a milking machine, right? Most
they're on a milking machine. It's electric, and they it drains them, you know, and then 24 hours later, they're ready to go again.
Yeah, because most farmers don't give them hand jobs anymore, right?
No, it doesn't work that way. It's all done electronically.
That's Green Acres stuff.
Perry, how many cows do you think we could borrow?
I'll give you as many as you want. I got 400.
400?
You got 400 head.
I do. Well, it's a hell of a lot more teats.
could we maybe borrow 6 or 7 for a day?
You can have 6, not a problem.
And you have like the transport stuff to get them here?
Oh yeah, I got big trucks, not trailers. Actually, go on the back of a dually.
Let me just say for Perry, whoever ends up supplying us with the cows, and of course we'll throw you know a bunch of free plugs and stuff like that to make it worth your while. Well, what is the name of your company? I'll give you one right now, Perry.
JF&F Dairy.
And you just to provide milk for like supermarkets and stuff
that's
like that?
It.
All right.
That's cool. It. We're a wholesaler.
All right. Today is the 29th. Next Friday is the 7th. How about maybe the 14th? Oh, you know, there's a football game that day. Well, our schedules are going to be screwed up on Friday because of the Redskins.
Hey, guys, my cell phone is about to die here. Let me call you back on a landline. Right,
hold on. We'll get your number. Hold on, please.
All right.
Hold on. I'm just in my head trying to figure out a date.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe like 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, a nice Thursday.
Like on a Thursday.
I think that's a nice idea.
All right, let's see. Hello, Charles?
Hello?
But you know what? We just lost that guy.
Hello?
I think he said he had a bad cell. He was going to call back on a hard line if he was...
Yeah,
hello?
I put him... Hold on there, Charles. I put him on hold, and I didn't see Mike Rockhead pick the phone up.
Oh.
And now someone else is ringing on that line.
Sounds like we got lots of cows calling.
Hello,
back.
Charles?
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I was in my truck. I heard you guys talking about the cows.
You a dairy man?
I'm a dairy man out in Centerville, Virginia.
Oh, cool.
Really?
That's right down the road.
I was interested. I just thought, I want to know if you're paying any money for this.
No.
We just bring the cows there on our own.
Actually, just, participation in the show, and of course we'd mention your farm and all that. How many head do you have?
I could bring 4 out there.
You know, we would be willing, like we do everything on this show, since our mantra is no budget.
Right.
We would, you know, trade you for a bunch of mentions. You know, we'd give you free commercials and stuff.
Okay, it was like a little bit of advertising time then.
Yeah, right.
Do you have a bunch of cows?
I have a bunch, but I don't think I could bring a bunch out there.
No, I'm not asking.
Get away with about 4.
I'm just asking how many like you have total.
28.
What the last guy was saying, was that true that the cows are normally milked in the morning and that if you wait till the afternoon they'd be just ready to burst?
Yeah, if maybe you could do the show in the morning and then do it.
No, we got...
You got to do it live, right?
We got to do it live.
Right.
I don't think it's as good in the afternoon. We get most of the milk in the morning.
Do you do it by hand or do you have a machine?
We have machines. You don't do it by hand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hold on, Charles. I don't know. Frankly, I don't know if he has the winning attitude.
No, right. The other guy was very enthusiastic. That was Perry. But then again, Perry could be sitting in his den, you know, in his underwear and have never seen a dairy cow.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Craig from Detroit.
Oh, Craig. Hello, Craig.
How are you?
Hey, we're great.
Are you a dairy farmer from Detroit?
I'm not a dairy farmer, but I do have a bunch of bulls.
Well, we don't want to play that trick on anyone.
No.
Oh, that's too bad, because I would make the trip with the bulls.
That'd be funny.
Just cows, please.
You know, hey, you know, a lot of city folk around here. You know, people don't know the difference. Hey, you got the bull.
Like, his udder's getting bigger. Kind of starting to get a boner. I mean, the bull.
That's not a guy. Knew it had horns.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Dewey.
Dewey? Oh, from Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
Hello, sir.
Hey, it's about time. He told me I was going to be the first one on. Here I am, the fourth or third one on.
Sorry about that, Dewey.
I only got 32 head. I don't sound like I'm a big cattle rancher like the other guy that called in the first caller.
Well, you know, he might be in his underwear. We're not sure. We're waiting for the confirmation.
I could only get you four out there.
You know, four cows would do it.
I think four is a good number. Four is a perfect number.
Four would do it. You know, really.
They're ready, and in the afternoons they're dry. So how about if I send you my old lady out? She just had twins, and she gives 24 hours around.
Only farmers that are serious about this.
Now, let me ask you something.
So she said she'd do it the nude.
Let me tell you something, farmer. Do they, when you milk them in the morning, if you don't milk them, are they ready to go in the afternoon?
What's left? Because they, like he says, they leak.
Okay, so that's legit. And I'm just checking the other farmer's story to make sure
they'd be leaking, but I'm sure there'd be plenty in the afternoon.
Oh, good. Well, listen, if you're really interested, hold on. One of our Time Life operators will get your information. You know, maybe we can work a deal out if you could loan us a couple of cows.
Bring the old lady out then.
Pardon me?
You want me to bring the old lady, not the cows?
No, the cows. We don't care about your old lady.
Leave your old lady at home. He liked that.
You all like that.
No, I said you'd like that.
Okay. I like it.
Should I do. Should I put this guy on hold, or is this guy full of it?
He might be
full of it.
Yeah, well, if he's going to say that, then to hell with him.
All right. You know, somewhere out there, there's going to be a serious dairy farmer that calls us.
I grew up in a rural town and with a lot of dairy farms, and it's very, very lonely on those farms.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm on the air. Hey, these dairy
Turn your radio
factory.
Down. Turn your radio down, please.
Please, turn it down.
You got it, man. Hey, these dairy farmers back in the east and stuff don't understand why California dairy farmers go for.
What was that last part that you mumbled?
The California dairy farmers, they milk their cows two times a day, sometimes even four times a day.
Oh, they do?
All right, thank you, sir. You know what? That might be a valid point. Here's another guy from California calling to say the same thing. Hello, Will?
Yeah.
Hi, you milk your cow twice a day in California?
Twice a day, sir.
Excellent.
You betcha. I usually get up about 3 a.m. and there again starts the second shift about 4 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
It's too bad we're not doing the show from California.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like it won't be any problem to milk these cows in the afternoon.
Thank you, Will. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy. How you doing? Just want to let you know, the farmers can milk the cows partly in the morning. That way they're not leaking in the afternoon when they get there. So I can do that for you.
Are you a dairy farmer?
I am not a dairy farmer, but I've worked on the farm.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Thank you. We appreciate it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, for that cow milk, and they're going to need to get some cows that they can work with, because if they just have some of those farmers bring cows in, they're going to kick people's heads off. You got to get some show cows that are used to people.
Show cows? Show cows?
It won't work just grabbing four cows.
Show cows with nylons and stuff like that?
What is a show cow?
Well, it's a cow that people have worked with quite a bit that they'll take to shows. And they're a lot quieter, and you can work with them. Just an average old dairy cow will take someone's head off, they start doing that.
Really?
Yeah, you've got to get them to your station. You've got to have some so that they'll eat on a halter.
I just hung up on that guy and his show cows. There's always some guy who wants to rain on our parade. We'll figure those bumps out of the road when we get to
them. We'll get the right cows. We'll make sure it's the right kind of cows.
Show cows.
What cow would really be upset with that?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops.
With a human mouth. Hello. Gently pulling at its teat.
The warm human mouth.
Absolutely.
Sucking on the cow's teeth.
I don't think there'd be any problem.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
They do milk cows around here in two shifts. You can get them in the afternoon.
Okay, we got that straight. What about this issue of show cows?
I don't like the show cows. But you got another problem, guys. Manure and urine.
Not a problem.
It's going to be up to your keister and manure.
We're used to that.
Not a problem, sir.
Okay. Listen. I just wanted to give you the skinny on this.
Everybody, please leave the problem solving to us.
I think we just moved out of the lobby.
Just let us get the cows first.
Sure.
Then we'll worry about people being kicked in the head. We'll
Absolutely.
Worry about the manure and the urine. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to volunteer to be a cow.
Okay, come on, hold on. Here's a guy, Jeff, who says he really can bring some cows. Really, Jeff?
Yeah, I just want to let you know I milk my cows twice a day out here on the East Coast.
Very good. Where are you calling from, Jeff?
I'm calling from Leesburg.
Oh, Leesburg, Virginia.
Yes, the heartland out there.
Right? Yeah. So you're a serious dairy farmer?
No, but I did set a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Oh, Christ, we walked right into that one, didn't we? Oh, God, we're as dumb as Mike Rockhead.
We haven't gotten that one yet.
I swear to God, we're dumb.
At least that's the guy's knee.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Chris from Detroit.
Yes, Chris, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering if you guys knew what the Kennedys missed most about Martha's Vineyard.
You know, somebody sent me a list of jokes. I got the answer somewhere.
Oh, the runway.
There's another one. How come JFK Jr.'s plane crashed? Pilot Era. Pilot Era.
There you go.
All right.
It didn't take long for those to make the circuit now.
Who is on the hotline?
It's John Pop with a cow comment.
Oh, good. Right. Oh, very good.
Here's our friend John Pop from the G. Gordon Liddy Show. Hey, Johnny.
Don, Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Good job, Johnny. Thanks for calling.
I was listening, and I had a call in because back in my Philadelphia radio days, I actually did a cow milking contest at Veterans Stadium.
Did you really, Johnny?
Honest to God, and it was one of the weirdest things ever, and I'm really looking forward to this show. Maybe I can help out with some technical advice to help the milkers. Now, I didn't use my mouth, but I did use my hands, and it was pretty difficult, I can tell you.
Johnny, were you working in the morning or the afternoon then?
I was producing. I was producing the morning show, and they had us down there with a couple of other DJ type and TV people doing a cow milking contest, which of course I volunteered for immediately.
Is there a tremendous amount of urine and manure, John?
No, but just some very freaked out cows.
Okay, so the cows do get a little freaked?
The one guy who did it before me with our cow was the radio versus the TV guys, and the guy who did the cow before me ran out to the cow, and they scared the you-know-what out of the cow, and he almost, like, ran, and so I had to get the cow all freaked out and try to milk him, and he tightened up a bit, let's just put it that way, the cow did, and...
So they were just going to have to tell everybody to take it easy.
Stay cool.
No,
stay cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
And, John, how many cows did you guys use when you did your DJ milking?
Two.
You just had two.
Right. Well, there was two. It was a simultaneous thing. One for the radio guy versus the TV guy. So.
Gotcha.
You know, all we need, really, I mean, if you needed a calm cow, you know, one good calm cow would do it, right?
Well, I don't know. How much milk does one cow, if a cow's, like, been storing it all night, how much milk would that cow have?
Good question.
A lot.
And how many teats, I've never actually counted, how many teats a cow has?
Six?
Four, I think, right? Four, right?
Eight,
yeah,
four.
I think you're right.
Four.
Is it four, John?
You know, I don't remember. All I was using was two, one for each hand.
Oh. That's a wonderful mental picture we have of you, John.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
All right, bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye.
Boy, I didn't know that this, so we really opened something up here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Jesus, and I have thousands of cows.
Jesus, yeah, the offer is still open for Jesus to call the show today for $1,000.
Yes, and you're not Jesus, because Jesus would be bright enough to know you have millions of cows.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, you got to worry about drugs in this contest.
Why?
They can give the cow what's called a letdown shot, which makes it produce the milk much faster.
Listen to all this. Did you ever think? I thought you go out in the farmer's field, you say, come on in, give us your milk, and that's all there is to it.
Oh, no, you got to wink at them. This is a big business.
People are always looking for some way to derail whatever fun we're having. We'll look for it, sir.
Letdown shot.
Thank you. We'll look for the letdown shot.
Letdown. But this contest will not be a letdown.
Those are the same shots they used to give Kate Slough when she worked here, Mike. Same shots. Someone had to strap Kate down and give her letdown shots. She's ready. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was calling about that cow milking thing.
Are you a farmer? Do you have cows?
I grew up on a dairy farm. My dad has about 3,000.
Wow, that's a big dairy farm. Would your dad?
Big, huge dairy farm.
Would your daddy loan us some of the cows?
Well, they're down here in Idaho, so,
Idaho.
But I was, calling to say, hey, those cows might, there's a good chance they might go crazy. I've been kicked to hell plenty of times.
Really, we don't need all the naysayers' calls right now with all the things that could go wrong.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you could perhaps secure a cow to such an extent where, like, if its feet were in something that you could avoid the kicking.
You put its feet in buckets.
We're such idiots.
No, but don't cows, when they're dairy farm, don't they secure the cows in like little troughs in there where
they tie their legs down or something?
No, they don't tie them because they're in stalls.
Right, but can't you, if you have the cow's legs behind like, you have the, oh, forget it.
Right.
I'm just thinking, if you have the cow's legs behind something, and you know, you've got the udder here, and the cow's legs are in something, you could probably avoid that, and you've got the
strap the cow down.
You've got handlers.
We could borrow Cheryl's harness.
Listen, let's just get the cows, then we'll worry about all the problems.
It's the best way to do it.
Afterwards.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Ralph.
Hello, Ralph.
Hey, how about having that out at the farm in a mud pit with the cows and all the new people?
Oh, come on.
Now, the chefs, I want to tell all the chefs that are calling, that are trying to cook their own stew here, that we're just trying to get some cows down to the radio station.
Just need cows in about 2 weeks. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Hey, show cows have the little tassels on their teeth, I think.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, this is probably just going to have to be an ongoing quest.
I love show cows, especially like the Ice Cube scene.
Yeah, have a lap dance from a cow?
Yeah, a show cow.
Ouch.
I think we had some down at Danny's down in Memphis, didn't we?
Hey, those were show cows.
There were some cows there.
Big show cows.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Am I Jesus 100?
When in Memphis, ask for Danny's.
Danny's.
Oh, Danny.
Hello, Danny. Are you my friend? Welcome to Danny's show bar with plenty of show cows.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Danny.
Hi there.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. You know, I know you don't want any naysayers calling, but let me talk.
No,
absolutely not.
Honey. You
now,
say
me,
you don't.
I'll
please
tell you how they actually milk cows and why they don't go crazy.
Hold on a second. You say we don't want any naysayers, but you're going to give us some bit of naysaying.
No. Okay, I won't even say that part. I'll just tell you that they have four teeth, and they bring them into a barn, and they tie up by the head by their halters, and then they put this contraption on them that does the milking.
Yeah, we know that. This is covered ground here.
Okay, so when you bring a cow into a studio and it's not a barn.
Honey, it won't be in the studio.
Oh, it's not.
No, we're probably going to do it outside in the garage.
Oh, okay. Well, that's better.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, I hope you guys have fun, because it sounds like a really interesting bit.
It's just I feel like I'm talking to, like, my older sister.
Right? Thank you.
I hope you guys have fun. Hope you know what you're doing.
No, I'm...
Thank you.
Well, kind of.
Thank you, Farmer Seaward. Goodbye. I wish I could say that right now, too. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, Farmer Knuck.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I just said it and deleted myself out.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
That right there is a Farmer Seaward. Well, listen, we will leave the lines open. This will be an ongoing proposition.
Right.
Once we get the cows straightened out, then we'll be able to come to you with the details for the contest.
Sure. And it's going to be fine.
Get the contest. Listen, I saw Tom Green do this on the Tom Green Show. I saw Tom Green go into a barn, get down on his knees, wrap his lips around a cow's udder until the milk came out, and then he pulled his mouth away. We're going to do it and take it one step further.
We're going to recreate the barn in our garage.
Yes. We're going to get, if we have to get hay, we'll get damn hay.
Absolutely. And we'll get a very calm cow.
The cows will be very happy here.
Mm-hmm. You know something? I'm not worried about the cows at all. We just have to train the people. That's what we have to do.
Right. If you're a dairy farmer and you could loan us, you know, 2, 3, 4 cows in a couple of weeks, give us a call on the toll-free at 1-800-636-1067. We will show you a great time and throw you lots of free advertising.
This is all going to work out beautifully.
Yeah, you know, all of our contests are like this.
Absolutely.
The first segment is always very rocky.
Hey, boys, let me tell you, I have a phone call for you. Cows can kill.
I don't want to be a naysayer, and I know you said you didn't want naysayers, but I just want to tell you something.
A friend of mine was milking a cow, and it exploded, and everyone in the entire town was killed.
So if you can help us... Call us on the toll-free. Our lines will be open all day, of course.
Yes.
And tomorrow and the day after, 1-800-636-1067.
I had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-O.
And on that farm, he had some chicks. E-I-E-I-O.
Some chicks.
With a cluck-cluck here, a cluck-cluck there. Loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line.
Chicken fricassee.
With a cluck-cluck here, and a cluck-cluck there. Loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line.
Chicken fricassee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, McDonald's.
everywhere. And when those cows got out of line,
hamburger medium rare.
Yeah. With a moo-moo here, with a moo-moo there. Cattle everywhere.
Sing it.
And when those cows got out of line,
hamburger medium rare.
Hamburger.
Hamburger medium rare.
All right, so if you're a dairy farmer, call us, and we thank you in advance. We will be back with more after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome! What? You just took one in the jugular, man! Whoa! Yes! Is this bad? You should pull that out.
Wait. Wait. Pull what out? The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I feel tired.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the daytime Emmy Award winning Don and Mike Show.
I know. Rockhead tells me that there are some serious farmers on these lines.
Real 100% dairy farmers who are not going to take this lightly.
But like always, it's playing Russian roulette because the computer doesn't tell me who's on what line.
Exactly. You don't know where the real good farmers are.
So let's just dive into these. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Couple things. Is Buzz still around there?
Buzz? Yes,
I'm still here, sir.
Turner on CNN has been a big shooting down in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm very much aware of that. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, also, why don't you guys do a thing like on Kingpin?
Are you a dairy farmer?
I live in Iowa, so most of us are farmers.
But you're
not a dairy farmer. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Two ideas in one.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
And Buzz.
Hi.
We spoke to Dennis last night on the phone.
Did you have phone sex with him?
No.
And how did you speak to Dennis?
He did tell me a dirty joke, though.
How did you come to speak to Dennis on the phone?
He was at the baseball game, and my husband cornered him and had him call me as sort of a present. Because he knew that I liked Dennis.
Lucky lady.
Yes. What a great present that is.
Wasn't it great?
Mm-hmm.
He was so funny. He really was.
He is a natural wit. He really is.
My husband said that he's a great representative of the handicapped community.
Yeah, we say that about him all the time. And more importantly, he's a great representative of our show.
Yes, I think so.
Right. Not an official representative of our show, mind you.
Or the handicapped community.
And I'm getting ready to leave work and take him some desserts from my restaurant.
Oh, are you really?
Yes.
That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
It was nice. Thank you.
All right, goodbye. Bye.
Hi. Hi, Dennis. Your desserts are here.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Digger.
Digger.
You bet.
Hi, Digger.
Hello, Digger.
How you doing, partner?
Hey, just fine, buddy.
I'm trying to figure out whether you want Holsteins or Guernseys or Brown Swiss. What kind of cows do you want?
We want the type of cow that would
give the most milk.
And also the type of cow that would go along with an oral milking.
Well, that'd probably be a Holstein.
Ah, a Holstein.
I would think a Holstein.
Do you have...
Holsteins are calm cows. They don't tend to kick that much.
Mm. Sir, do you have cows?
Oh, about 50 of them.
Would you be interested in, letting us borrow a couple of them for a day?
Well, you have to take care of Bessie and Lily. Would you do that?
Bessie and Lily, are those your prize cows?
They're the heaviest milkers. They generate about 12 quarts every time we whack them.
The Holsteins, are those your Jewish cows?
No, that would be the Goldberg cows.
The Goldberg cows.
The Goldberg, right. The Holsteins, the Goldberg.
Holsteins, so they're big, fat cows with lots of milk.
Yeah, they're the black and white jobs you see that look like compact computers.
Oh, good. Oh, right,
that's,
like
that's
the Gateway computers.
I was hoping.
Yeah, because those cows don't milk. We sell them the Gateway, and they just skin them and eat the meat and then use the hides to make the computers.
Well, listen,
you sound barbaric enough to be around livestock all the time.
Listen.
Well, it depends how you look at it. Cows smile a lot when I'm around.
Are you serious about letting us use a couple of your cows?
Oh, well, I have to find out more about you.
Well, what does that mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't turn my cows over just to anybody.
Well, hell, we're on the radio every day. What more do you need to know about us?
Well, do you know how to milk a cow?
No, of course not. We're going to have our listeners come down and milk the cows with their mouths.
Oh, that'll be a hoot.
That's the whole idea.
That's the idea, right. Farmer Dunce.
Have you been listening to the show?
Well, I try to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what's the point?
Well, the point is, if you want to borrow my Holsteins, I suppose we could do that. You need to tell me how you're going to come up here to Frederick County to get them.
No. You're going to bring them to us, sir.
When?
In a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, I'll be listening.
Okay. Oh, well, thanks for the exercise and nothing, Dr. Dunce.
All right. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've got 1,600-pound Holsteins.
1,600-pound Holsteins?
Holsteins. I haul them to shows.
Show cows, Mike. Oh, show cows.
Yay. We've got our show cows.
Okay, now listen. Are you a real dairy farmer?
Yeah, I'm from Kansas. I haul them all over the country.
The smallest one's
1,600 pounds.
Hold on. You see, we do the show from D.C., though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm hauling 2 weeks up towards upstate New York. I'll be going right to there.
Fantastic.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
And these are special show cows.
The whole thing. You'll get 4 gallons.
And there would be something that would make it more genuine if they were cows coming from Kansas.
That's right.
Absolutely. Exactly. With no offense to all the many cows on the East Coast.
No, I think genuine Kansas cows.
Corn-fed Kansas Holstein milk cows.
And these are the kind of cows that would go along with an oral milking?
Oh, yes. Very calm. We milk them outdoors. They're around people all the time.
That's great.
Oh, no, that would be
great.
Milk
them the old-fashioned way. They're show cows. We can't put the metal milkers on them because it'll bruise their udders. They're show cows. They're judged on that, so we got to do them by hand anyway.
Oh, this is so perfect. This sounds good. When are you going to be coming to the East Coast?
It'll be in 2 weeks. I've got a little leeway, so kind of whenever you guys.
What a guy. First of all, he's got the best cousin. He's got the right attitude.
That would be fantastic. If we're talking like 2 weeks from today, that would make it, what, the 13th or the 12th of August?
Somewhere in that neighborhood?
Yeah. That'd be fine.
Hey, beautiful. Hold on a second. We have to check out and make sure you're legit.
One other thing.
Yeah.
They've got chocolate milk.
Oh. Yeah, that's too good to be true.
You know.
We were so disappointed. It's not like we're not going to be able to get cows, but that was very, very disappointing.
He hurt us.
Yes, he hurt us badly.
Yes, he did.
They got chocolate milk.
This feature cannot be activated because the number is outside the serving area.
Darn it. No, and we get no revenge on that.
We were all excited. We had our show cows. They're around people all the time. You know, when you said that thing about Kansas cows would be even better.
It would be, Mike.
It's not going to happen, no.
The guy was a can.
You know, we need show. I want show cows now. Show cows.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No, that's lovely.
Hello.
Someone doing a sketch for us.
I am a problem solver. Goats is your answer. Milking goats.
No, it's got to be milking cows.
On their backs. They don't kick very hard.
No. Horns. If you want to talk about animals that will kick people,
goats
kick people.
Goat. What about a dog that just had babies?
No.
We're not using a dog.
Next year. Okay. I knew a kid when I was
helped a rat.
When I was in like sixth grade, my brother and I and our friends used to hang out at this junkyard in Clinton, Maryland, and there was a goat there, and there used to be a fence between us and the goat. And we would, like, throw cans at the goat and stuff because he would go eat the can. We weren't being mean to the goat.
Oh, okay, all right.
And one day,
legless goat.
One day the goat got out, and one of my friends was petting him, and this goat just kicked the crap out of this kid.
Started doing the real rapid spasm kick.
The goat's front and back feet started going up and down and up and down and up and down.
The kid's screaming.
It was like, and also, of course, being the good friends, we all just ran away.
That's what you're supposed to do. Your kid.
The kid's being trampled by this goat. We just go running away.
And the goat's kicking me. Let's go, boys.
Yeah, no goats, please.
I was attacked by a show goat. As a boy, I was at the pet farm, and for some reason, it was an angry goat, and he continually butted me.
That's because the goat didn't like the fact that your head was bigger than its entire body, even as a small child.
We're going to give this one more shot here. This is a guy named John who says he's a real dairy farmer.
All right, well, now, you know, we're so jaded.
Mm-hmm.
We are so soiled at this point.
Hello, John.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi. Are you really a dairy farmer?
Yeah, 100% guarantee.
Really?
Yep, swear to God.
You're not just going to tell us a stupid joke about the Kennedys, are you?
No joke. I'm sitting in a John Deere tractor in Maryland right now. I'm a young guy. I'm 23. I've been to a lot of your shows, and I'm willing to do this for you guys for the show.
And what kind of cows do you have?
I have Holstein dairy cows.
And are they mellow?
I have some that are very mellow, yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be just great.
Yeah.
But because right now we don't trust anybody, we're going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
And if your information checks out, you know, that's a wonderful attitude that you have.
Yeah.
It's so nice of you to say you do it for the show. But we would give you free plugs and free advertising and stuff if we could.
Oh, I don't need any of that stuff. I just, you know, I'm just out here doing my job, and yeah, I'll be willing to help you guys out.
Well, that's great. Hold the line, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. We appreciate it.
All right. You want to talk to an animal rights guy?
Absolutely. Oh,
please. Hello, Robert.
Yes.
Yeah, what's your problem, bud?
Hey, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us right now, sir.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Idiot.
Hey, idiot.
You're the idiot. You're on the radio.
Hey, what's your problem?
Because we usually, when we tell people you're on the radio right now, we normally have that accepted as fact when it is fact, and you are now.
Well, what's your problem with these dairy cows?
What do you mean, what's the... We don't have any problem with dairy cows.
Well, you know we're going to be down there picketing. You know that.
You know, you're not even... I guarantee, as God, as my witness, you have no affiliation with any animal rights group. I know this for a fact.
Well, you'll see.
Good.
You'll see.
Prove it.
And how would we be violating an animal's rights by having them milked orally?
You know that's not right. That's immoral to start with.
See?
But how does that violate the animal's rights?
Because they could hurt themselves.
Who could hurt themselves?
The animals could go berserk and hurt themselves.
Oh, please. Go to hell.
This guy is so full of it.
Come on. It's just a cheap ploy to get on the radio.
Absolutely.
Whatever you want to say. We'll see you there.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you there. And what's the organization you're with?
The Animal Rights Control.
The Animal Rights Control.
Yep.
And you are?
I told you, Robert Jennings.
Robert Jennings of the Animal Rights Control.
The Animal Rights Control, is that the name of the business?
That's right.
The Animal Rights.
Look it up. It's in your phone book.
Fantastic.
Is it under T for The Animal Rights Control?
Oh, yeah.
Can we put you on hold so we can
sure.
get a phone number and one of our representatives can call you back?
Sure.
A business line?
Sure.
And if you're an animal rights man, how come you have this combative attitude towards us?
Because you're doing stuff that's wrong.
Milking cows?
Yes.
And why is that wrong?
Because you're not supposed to do it like that.
Who says?
We say.
No, I don't believe that. It's first of all, it's too soon to have a group from your organization a call.
It's not a real organization.
No. You're full of it.
There's nothing called the Animal Rights Organization.
Look in the phone book. Get that.
You might have gotten it out of the phone, but you are full of it. You're not affiliated with anybody. You're lying.
You're going to get more. You're going to have a lot more of it.
Lying. You know something? Guys that are with these groups don't go, you're going to get more.
Why don't you fax us something right now on letterhead then?
Okay.
All right. Give them the fax number.
1-800-636-6410.
That's right. And if we receive that within the next half hour, we'll tell everybody.
Nothing in the D.C. area listed for animal rights.
Ah, Rob has already found out there's nothing listed. How about that?
We got you. We got you.
Where are you from?
I didn't say I was in the D.C.
Where are you from?
I said I was in the local area.
Where are you from?
I'm not going to tell you. You
checked the whole area, sir.
We checked the whole area. Rob did a whole check. You know, that's the nice thing about information now. You get the entire state.
You'll see. We'll be there. We'll be there.
No, you'll see.
We will see. We'll be there.
You'll see.
You got a dickhead answering the phones, too.
Yeah, and that's the way animal rights people talk.
That's right.
You know what I'm all for? I'm all for the violation of human rights.
That's right, yours.
Whatever.
Oh, I'd love to kill you. I swear to God.
Come on, bring it on, big boy.
I'd love to kill
you. That's an animal rights.
I really would.
Sure. Yeah, that's all the animal rights people I've met always go, bring it on, big boy.
We'll get you. We'll be there.
Yeah. Okay, we'll wait for you, animal rights.
All right.
Have a pork chop, you communist bastard.
Have a nice day.
Bring it on.
Come on, bring it on.
Bring it on. You know, you're not even bright enough to pull off this prank phone call.
You answered the phones, didn't you?
Yeah, but we're keeping you on at our beck and call. Do you understand that?
I stand by my original
point. I'm waiting for you to hang up, but you ain't smart enough to hang up yet.
You are not bright enough to pull off this prank call.
But you were smart enough to answer the phone, right?
No, that's not the point. The point is you failed in your attempt to dupe us into believing that you were with an animal rights group.
You're still on the phone with me.
Right, because it's our choice,
doofus. So obviously
I'm... You lose.
Right, huh?
You're the loser.
You're going to lose. 2 weeks from today.
You just admitted that you were duping us.
No, 2 weeks from today.
Two weeks from today what?
We'll be there.
We'll be where? Who'll be there?
The Animal Rights Control Group.
I thought it was the animal rights organization.
No, I told you control.
The animal rights control is what he originally called it. Now he's added group to the end of it.
That's right. And so you gave us, obviously you gave us a fake name.
What's the business phone number at your organization? I'll give you a free plug.
1-800.
1-800 what?
682.
I'm going to call that right now. Hold on.
You want to stay on hold while we call it?
Sure.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Easy Reach 800. To complete your call, please enter or speak each number of the access code now.
No, that doesn't make any sense. That's not a main number.
And the guy just hung up.
Must enter or...
Of course.
Get that guy's number from caller ID.
What line was he on?
I don't know.
Six?
I think maybe they're already doing it. You got a dumbass like that that's trying to pull the wool over
it's
our eyes.
It's always an adventure.
Well, we just can't give it up. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Don, there is no such organization.
Oh, of course there's no such
organization. I do extensive research into this issue. The guy was just yanking your chain.
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
We were aware of that fact.
Have fun sucking on the cow's teeth.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, the cows will love it.
That's right. They'll enjoy it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I know that guy, Robert Jennings. That's Peter's brother. And Howard Stern thinks
he's a dick, too. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, we with the anti-human rights group are going to be out there and beat the S out of those animal rights queers.
Okay. Ah, now the youngster's getting involved.
All right, listen.
That's where there's love here.
We will just wait until we get the real... And, you know, maybe one of those guys that called there was actually legit.
Yeah, I think a couple of those farmers actually may have been legit.
Okay, we'll check out the information, and we will get back to you...
That's right.
...on the status of the Big Mouth Milk Off.
Happy milking, everyone.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Some people call me a space cowboy. Yeah. Some people be the gangster. Some people call me Maurice.
Woo!
Woo! But I see of the Papadous of love. Talk about me, baby. Yeah, I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong, doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Don't worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here, right here.
The Don and Mike Show. They are dirty. Wash them. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Frieda and I finally went to the gingerbread house.
Ah, the estate of Buzz Burbank.
Yeah. For a long time, you know, Buzz has wanted to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you why Buzz is goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz bought a house way back when I worked with Buzz, BM, before Mike, long time ago, 15 years ago.
Right.
Buzz bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got fired. How long after did you get fired?
3 months after I bought the house.
So ever since then, Buzz, a little superstitious,
right?
Mm-hmm. I still maintain he's more guilty and he's more worried than you are. But
yeah, you might be right about that.
He never buys a house again because he bought a house once. And, you know, you're radio, you get fired all the time.
Sure.
So how long have you been working with me and Mike now, Buzz? 7 years?
A little over 7 years now, yes.
7 years.
Yeah.
So... You know,
and I love the way we all applaud that. That's good. And we, you know, sometimes we do a really good job giving each other the gratuitous applause.
Well, Mike, you and me have been working together almost 14 years.
Yay! Yay!
And Rob, you've got a bad marriage.
Yay!
But April will be five years.
What?
But April will be 5 years with the show.
Oh, yeah. Bravo.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, okay. All right. Great.
So anyway, I'm surprised you... I would guess you would count Rob. It's your life. I was going to say, why would anybody care about Rob A. Spiewak's term with the show, but... Rob A. Spiewak would care since it's his life.
How long have you been... You've known about the show prior to that, though. I mean...
Listen to Don since
1980.
There you go.
Stalker.
So the whole time I've known Buzz, he's been very uptight about buying a house. And
sure. Right.
He's been working with us for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And for goodness sakes, if you don't have job security working with me and Mike, you're not going to have job security, right?
Right.
I tell him all the time, you're not going to be fired. Unless you don't do the farting contest. So... More than me, it's been Frieda kind of pushing them all the time. When are you guys going to buy a house? And like, she would send Marcia stuff from the newspaper. Here's a beautiful house that you should buy.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to get you to buy Rudy Marsky's house when he moved down to Atlanta.
We considered that, yeah.
So Buzz and Marcia finally buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
They finally get a house.
Mm-hmm.
You're very worried because around the time you're having your surgery,
right?
You had thought, I'm sure you had thought that that would be the catalyst, that you'd have your surgery,
mm-hmm.
buy the house,
mm-hmm.
next step 3 months later, can.
Seemed like a natural.
It really
so you really
like
have been paranoid about buying a house for that reason,
well,
because
you know,
of your awful memory of that that experience.
You know, just the once burned twice shy thing. You know,
right.
It's a house is can be a hard thing to unload, so you don't want to be burdened with that in the event that you
see?
Know.
And burden is your thing, isn't it? You don't like
lives.
Burden, do you?
No, burden is not good.
And maybe you're right about what you said about.
I know. See, the thing is, I don't worry that much at all.
Mm-hmm.
You worry a lot, but you're very upfront about it, Mike. That's
right.
Like one of your big personalities. Traits.
Yep.
Buzz, bubbling underneath with Buzz, you got to talk to him for a while to figure out how worried he is about everything. How on eggshells he is about life.
No, but a lot of it was just, you know, the carefree apartment lifestyle. You go down to the pool instead of, mowing the
please.
Lawn.
Wait a minute. You and your wife are grown up.
Right.
You're way past 45.
Well,
you live it like high school kids in an apartment.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes.
No. No. Grown ups like houses. You like living in a house. Your wife likes living in a house.
Mm-hmm.
You were afraid you're going to get canned. Because it happened to you 15 years ago.
I was being careful. I don't think I was living in fear.
Oh,
so how long between the last time you bought a house and the time you bought this house, how many years had passed?
Oh, that would be at least 14 years.
14 years.
Yeah.
So took you a while to take the plunge again.
No, about 10. A little over 10 years.
All right.
So he finally gets the house. He finally buys a house.
You know.
Bites the bullet and buys a nice house.
Bought it close to the station because he didn't want to be burdened with a lengthy commute.
Exactly.
That's right. Burden is not good.
That's right. So we got invited over a while ago. We finally were able to work out both of our schedules to go over and see the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest that there was a part of me that thought maybe you would just like barf at somebody's house, you know, like rented a house.
Just to show you that they were in a house and then they go back to the comfort of their apartment.
Their apartment life.
Yeah,
but no,
sitcom.
It's definitely a house that Buzz and Marcia live in.
Right.
It's a beautiful house. Very nice house. It's like Dick Van Dyke's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 60s house, like
cool.
A retro house.
That's right. He told me that. Mm-hmm.
And when you go in the house, I know you could relate to this, Mike. The first thing that Free and I said, we went in the house, we said, oh, it's obvious that Buzz and Marcia have no children.
Mm-hmm.
Because the house so friggin' neat.
Everything is in its place.
It made us sick. That is all we talked about all the way home. And as soon as we got to our house,
right.
And we opened the door,
right.
And we see, I'm sure just like your house,
yeah.
Mike, you know,
mm-hmm.
piles of junk everywhere, my kids'
right.
socks on the floor,
mm-hmm.
school books all over,
right.
groceries out, the breakfast plate still sitting mm-hmm. out. You go into Buzz's house, it's like walking into Felix Unger's house. First
right.
off, he's got, you know, this thing about neatness and cleanliness.
Right. Yes,
where everything, all the stuff on his refrigerator, all the magnets and all the pictures, they're all equally lined up at equal distance
that way.
From each other.
That would be Marcia, but yes.
You
true.
Go into his kitchen and there's a calendar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like things I got to do, like Buzz go to doctor, and
right.
Marcia get oil changed in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Each one written in tiny little itsy bitsy letters, all of them absolutely on level.
That's Marcia again.
Each one. And each one a quarter inch down in the little box on the calendar.
uniform.
That's not all just Marcia, because
is Marcia the one who is the catalyst behind remembering all the birthdays of our children and things like that?
She's the one who keeps this calendar, and every year, every January 1st, when she gets a new calendar, she copies all of the birthdays from the previous year's calendar onto the new calendar.
Well, she's the one who's,
that's,
when we're giving you the credit for being thoughtful, she's the one that does all.
He's the main catalyst.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
But he's plenty anal in his own right.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
So we're getting walked around the house.
Mm-hmm.
We walk into his computer room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like walking into a museum. Everything is so neat. Everything is so perfectly aligned. We go into their bedroom. You know, we got the total tour.
Right.
And of course, Frida was like, you know, girl stuff. Well, mm-hmm. let me see the closet. Let me see what kind of closet space you have. They open up the closets. Buzz, listen to this. Every shirt, of course, neatly pressed.
Mm-hmm.
All of them in a row, so neatly. Blue shirts together, red shirts together.
Color-coded shirts.
Striped shirts together.
This would be Marcia. This would be
no,
my
no, no, no,
yeah.
no. Hold on. You can say this all you want, but listen to this. You go downstairs to his TV room,
right?
He's got a state-of-the-art TV set down there and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's got tapes alphabetized.
Yes, now that's me.
Where you go downstairs, and you see, like, Larry Sanders, number 1 through number 150.
Mm-hmm.
All of them in line and order. Then he's got these other tapes. A to B, C to D, E to F,
mm-hmm.
G to H. He's got all of this stuff. All of his CDs are lined up immaculately, all of them, alphabetically.
Yes, they are.
Alphabetically.
Unbelievable.
His CDs, it starts like with ABBA and America.
right?
All the way through ZZ Top. Sure,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
See, you throw Z-bomb. A couple of Rugrats in the house, you're not doing that. That's not getting done.
No, that's
not
going to
happen. Right.
That's what we kept saying as we were walking around the house pretty night. I just said, do you believe this?
Yeah.
And you know how we make ourselves feel better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than just say we're slobs and they're very neat, we'd say, well, they don't have children.
Oh, that's the excuse. That's the excuse. And it's a valid, you know, it is a valid excuse.
Sure it is.
I mean, I came out of my shower today, and I go looking down, I look in the living room, half the living room floor, a sequence of baby carrots.
Wait, I got to tell you.
Spread out on the floor by my one-year-old.
Two more things I got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Workout room.
Right?
You go into the workout room, he's got like one of those health cycles in there.
Right.
He's got his shoes neatly in a little corner where it's like it's a spot for the shoes.
Those are your workout shoes?
Yes, they are. And he's got like these little 5-pound dumbbells.
Right.
And they're crossing each other when he's got them laid down on the floor. It's like you go into the room that where we have like our exercise stuff. Crap's all over the place. Weights are all over the place.
Sure.
The machines are all half undone where the kids have been playing on. His stuff all very neat, but that's not the worst. The worst had to be. No, there's a tie.
Right.
There's a tie for the worst between his basement. Now, our basement, I'm sure, is like yours, Mike, and like all regular people.
Yeah.
The basement is the room in the house where you just shove all the junk.
Storage area.
Mm-hmm. Right?
We have that.
You go into Buzz's. Buzz's basement is storage area. All the boxes neatly one on top of the other. And every box has got like a sticker on it with Buzz's neat handwriting going, you know, like... travel logs,
right?
He's got a box of those DJ tapes, pants from this era, shirts from this era, but that's not the worst.
What?
You go into his workbench, okay? You got like a little Bob Vila area,
right? I do. I'm very proud of it.
You walk in, you would not know that the man's ever done any work because it looks like something again that should be in a museum. Where there's the workbench.
Does he have power tools?
Yes, and they're all perfectly hanging on the little hooks, which are each...
And clean?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You can
clean,
no
too?
Fecal matter on this table.
Oh, that's right.
And they're all equally, like, 3 inches apart, everything in its place.
So when you, like, punch a hole in your wall for drywall, like you want to hang something up, do you, like, clean off the little drill head and the screwdriver head and then vacuum up the dust from the drywall?
Oh, sure.
and the carpets.
Always leave the campsite neater than you found it.
Jesus Christ. His carpets.
It's so true.
We talked about the carpets when we left. We said, do you believe, and they have cats.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. They have cats, but you should see their carpets. Like, brand new carpeting. And then Buzz is walking me around and he's saying, you see all these doorknobs? They're all brand new. Brand new. Very clean doorknobs. You see all of the outlets? You see where you plug in the outlets? All brand new. They're all brand new. See this lighting fixture? Brand new. Put it. Look at it. Very modern. Very nice. And you must have said to me 10 times, have I told you all of the doorknobs I replaced? Brand new.
Very
doorknobs.
Proud.
Brand new.
Very proud of that.
So you've really improved the property since you moved into it.
I've tried. Yes. Tried to, you know, make it a little more modern, a little cleaner.
A little more you.
Sure.
So we were generally feeling pretty bad about ourselves after spending a couple hours in Buzz's house.
It's depressing, isn't it?
We went to dinner. And then the last thing I have to tell you about, we're sitting at dinner. We went to a nice Thai restaurant on Saturday night. And I have to give Frida some credit here.
Mm-hmm.
She does know how to stir it up.
Yes, she does.
We're sitting there, having a nice dinner, talking. All of a sudden, Frida says, how long have you two been together? And Buzz says, you know, of course, like the perfect romantic thing. This past Valentine's Day was our 25th Valentine's together.
That's true. More gratuitous applause.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just sitting there going, oh, Jesus, Mr. Perfect. Clean house.
There
you
go.
25 years. Then Frida says, out of all the time you've been together...
Mm-hmm.
Every couple's had ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had our ups. You're talking about me and her. We've had our ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
What was the 1 year that was really not that great?
Okay? there's a good conversation.
She says that to Buzz and Marcia. And they think about it. Now they're thinking about
it. That is so your wife, too. I can see her saying that, too. It was going too well, wasn't it?
We're chewing our food. And then she goes, well, what do you think? And Marcia says, she sits and she goes, well, we got to be honest. They've all been pretty great. I can't come up with a bad one. And I looked at Buzz, and I knew Buzz had one. I said, oh, well, I know Buzz has a year. And she looked at him, gave me like a dirty look, and he said, well, 1978. And then started a little snipping between the Burbanks.
Well, which was the aforementioned goal.
Yes. And then Marcia mentioned that there was some girl that worked at a radio station in Philadelphia, and Buzz worked at a radio station in Philadelphia. And fortunately, Buzz wasn't Jewish because she didn't date out of her religious race, but there had been some tension there. And then, you know, you had the chance to get out of that.
Right.
But then you had to mention, like, then you came back and...
Well, there was also 1982. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, you 2 years.
Yeah.
No, I just really just one, I think.
Just one. Well, you mentioned the second year, though.
Well, he's got to modify. You know, they probably went home that night and modified it a little bit. I mean, that's the way it works. So it was just too much of a perfect evening, and your wife will stir the soup a little bit when that goes on.
She absolutely did. But then I noticed your wife stirred the soup right back. Now, this was a little undercurrent that had been playing at this dinner, okay? Mm-hmm. So Frida says, just think about what's the year that you've had that wasn't perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So then Marcia says, after we go through this, mm-hmm. Buzz's wife says, well, we remember when you two split up. And, you know, because, you know, Frida and I separated one
right,
time.
Right, briefly, yeah.
And Marcia says, well, you know, we got the reports back, you know, that she's going to a concert with somebody and he's going to a concert with somebody. And at that point, I don't know if you were recognized, but yeah. I gave you a look like,
I know.
You see what's happening here?
I couldn't believe
it
either.
My wife fired the first shot. Your wife is pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Now your wife is going to fire back, because what happens is Marcia says this, and Frida says, well, I don't even think I went to a concert when we were separated. Marcia says, well, you know how people like to talk, and you know people like talking about him, and we got the call that you two had been separated. It's like, I see.
It's a little festive there. Add a little cayenne pepper to the year.
That's my wife for you.
That's what happens when you bring up stuff
but
like that.
But she's happy when that happens. She likes to have it, a dynamic of...
She does.
She likes that.
She likes making it exciting.
It made for interesting conversation. I think, you know, I don't think there were any hard feelings about the end of the evening. No, not at all.
Not between my wife and I. And
well, outside
not
of the fact that your house was so...
Was he?
Oh, and even the fruit cup. That's the last thing I got to say. We have to do a break. The fruit cup. Okay, that we went back to Buzz's for dessert. Okay.
Right.
The perfect couple, of course. We went over there and they go, we know you, you're not eating sweets for Lent, so we have wonderful fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruit was like...
That's so thoughtful, though.
Where
that's
did
so
you,
funny.
Where did
so you, right
Where
there.
Did you go to find this fresh fruit? And every cube, the fruit was cubed. Right. Every cube of the same size. Every cube, like you had a little cubing thing back there.
Thanks to the grocers at Giant Deli. That's how that was so neatly cubed.
It certainly seemed more perfect than the stuff you get at a Giant food store.
Yeah, they
probably
did that
6 hours in the morning, though, getting ready for that.
No, just picked it up at the store that day, along with cleaning the house, because we knew we were going to have company. And I've been to your house, and your house is clean.
My house is a pigsty, and I guarantee if we went to your house right now...
Your house is not that bad.
Oh, my house is a total pigsty,
well,
I swear to God.
For poker, you know, outside of the fire. I mean,
when they set my house on fire.
It was pretty nifty, I thought.
Well, you know, it's like hiding behind the...
Everything swept in the corner.
Right.
You know, like, open, it's like our house, too. You open the certain door. You know, there's always that one room.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's like, hey, the house looks great. Don't go in there!
No, maybe more than one room. So that's all we talked about the whole way home. It's like we said, hey, we had a good time. Yeah, we really miss socializing with Buzz and Marcia. Yada, da, da. Can't believe how clean their house was. You think it's always that clean? Yes, well, they don't have children, you know.
Well, I know. Well, blah, 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 blah. I could send an almost 2-year-old and almost 4-year-old over there, and you have baby carrots all over your carpet.
You know, that's fine. I can pick them up.
I walked in, and I'm just like sitting there, and I look, baby carrots all day. Baby carrots over a, like, it looked like a football field. just spread out there, all in a little different, and the bag, you know. And now, the 2-year-old with the strength to open the refrigerator. So, forget about
chaos.
It. Forget. I mean, what's the point? You know what I'm going to do? I'm taking up the carpeting. We're just going to walk on plywood.
Oh, in his bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Meticulous.
The bathrooms? Okay, first of all, he's got the organizers in every bathroom.
Right.
And it's like, I'm sure in your bathroom, same as in ours, Mike, there's like hair on the floor and half a soap and like all the shampoos and junk are open up.
And don't even get me to the part between the little bowl thing and the seat and the and where the back is,
the
you know. That area back in
the
there.
The crud.
should be maintained.
That isn't.
But it isn't.
Join the club.
You know, the area back there, there's stuff there, you know. Channel 5 could do a whole report on that.
On the fecal matter.
Tonight on Fox 5, the space between the seat and there.
Well, listen, and you can blame this on your wife if you want, Buzz, but
right?
Everything in there, notice the shampoo, it goes, he's got like 5 bottles in there, because they brought us around, showed us everything, the bathroom
right,
and everything.
Right.
The bottles go from biggest bottle,
right,
little biggest, little big, it's like from big to small. Everything in perfect alignment.
All at a uniform level.
Symmetrical, balanced, organized. New soaps.
Feng shui.
Exactly.
Right.
Frida gave him a feng shui book, as a matter of fact, for a housewarming
gift. Very nice housewarming present, and will come in handy.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was sickening. I mean, we had a great time, but it was just... sickening.
That's it.
So
I know what I'm
clean.
Getting. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now. I'm going to get you a ferret.
I bet he'd make it clean.
Yeah, he would. It'd be the neatest ferret. He'd probably shave it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross,
Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
The Don and Mike Show.
They are old and pathetic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Listen, can you gauge how it's going by listening to us on the radio?
What happened was you guys just did that thing before you get on the air. There was no screen.
No, hold on a second. Just bear with me, because nothing pisses me off more than listening to 20 people in a roll call go, "Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing? How's it going? Well, how are you?" I was doing fine until everybody has to ask us how we're doing. How's it going? Okay. Can't you gauge how we're doing by listening to the show? Well, until we took this block of idiotic phone calls, we've been doing great.
Okay, well,
You understand? I'm just trying to move the conversation along.
It's a series. A phone scan is a series of events that usually leads up to a particular mood. And due to the phone calls we received during this segment, that mood it would not best be described at this particular moment as elevated.
It can change, though.
It can change at the drop of a hat.
Okay, what?
Yeah, well, I just turned on the radio and I just phoned you. I'm sorry. I should have been listening.
See, and what it is with you, it's just a question of bad luck, because just happen to be the last guy that said, "How you doing?" after the previous three guys said, "How's it going?" And a couple of those callers not only said, "How you doing?" but they said, "How's it going?" and then, "What are you doing?"
Okay, I am sorry.
You understand.
We're doing fine. It's going great.
Yeah, I understand.
We're doing our jobs. We're fulfilling our 7-year contract with CBS. We are a step away from mass suicide.
Oh, well, I don't want you to kill yourselves.
You know, and this very phone call, this exchange here, is the reason why I think the calls on this show are better than any show in the country.
It's true.
Because you won't get that anywhere else. You won't get that. You'll get, "I've been a long-time listener." You know, but you won't get,
"Long-time listener, first-time caller."
Right.
"Love the show. Hey, it's Bob from Sacramento.
That's
driving down the 305 right now. Want to say I had some thoughts about this Kosovo situation." Please, what a bunch of crap.
No, you get a guy calling, you know, just calling from his car, calling from his house, that'll be lectured for a good 5 minutes on the fact that he shouldn't say, "How you doing?"
Okay, now, you know how we're doing.
There we go, we've established.
Okay,
very exasperated right now.
Okay, this might exasperate you. It's about Canada. There was a thing in the Toronto Star, and there was a poll. A Canadian company went down to the United States, and they asked Americans about how they felt about Canada. And they said that, you know, Canada was ranked the hottest at 72 degrees by Americans.
Let me just stop you here to say that Canada is like USA light. Okay,
oh,
what is that 72 degrees thing? I'm confused.
Okay, well, what happens is, like, if you have a warm feeling towards a country, you give it a temperature higher than 50 degrees Fahrenheit.
What kind of a stupid poll was this?
Poll done by a Canadian company.
Canadians are stupid. It's a stupid country.
So as far as the warmth that Americans feel towards Canada is a higher temperature than they feel towards any other country. Is that what your point is?
Yeah. No, I get the feeling that...
No? Is it yes or no? You say
yes.
No.
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank you.
I get the feeling that Mike has better feelings for Canada than Don. Don seems...
Oh, you're very perceptive. I've said on this show like 1,000 times that I hate Canada.
Well, I know. You hate, like, Celine Dion and a couple other people.
Yes, I do.
You know something? I am Canadian. I feel the same.
Well, I hate you too, then.
Oh, okay.
Please. You're Canadian. You're an awful caller. You can't string a sentence together.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'd like to say I love all my Canadian friends, and there are many Canadian friends I have. But unfortunately, based on this phone call, and, you know, it was fine up until you said, yeah, no. And at that very moment, you can't make it into the friend column.
No, I just want...
You're misrepresenting all of the fine Canadians.
Oh, sure, like Gordon Lightfoot, Anne Murray, Brian Adams, Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek, a great game show host.
You're very hard to talk to.
Paul Schaefer. No, I'm easy to talk to. I get a dialogue
Michael
going.
Michael J. Fox.
You're very...
Rick Moranis.
Listen, I'll get a dialogue going with someone if I have the feeling that that person can carry their half of the conversation.
But you seem to, like...
Let me tell you something right now. Based on hundreds of thousands of conversations with Dennis Murphy, the no answer is my least favorite answer
okay, well, now
on this show.
Okay, I'm...
You know, like, ask me a question.
Well, I was just going to state something, then I was going to go.
Right, okay.
I was going to go to state that Britain was at second with a temperature of 69 degrees.
Listen, can I tell you something? This is a stupid poll that, frankly, we don't care about.
Well, I just thought it was trivia just to get away from, you know, what you...
I like the mysticism.
To get away from what?
Well, you just seem that you're very pissed off of everybody.
No. I'm pissed off at you.
Oh, okay. I usually don't do that to people.
Okay,
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Come on. Now, the whole thing here is honesty.
Well,
Let's be honest.
Guys, you're coming from a position of power.
You've annoyed people at work and at home.
Oh, you're hated by many.
I don't think so.
Let's be honest. You've really, and I'm going to say the work environment. Have you ever really, you know, just ticked off somebody at work because maybe you just said one too many words to them?
Oh, no, never.
Oh, I find that hard to believe. Then they're lying to you.
I don't know about it. But anyway, I just wanted just a little bit of trivia, other than, you know, hey, Don and Mike, blah, blah, blah.
Well, wait, hold on. You started this call by going, hey, Don and Mike, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, I guess that's that. Yes, okay.
Okay.
You know what would save this call? If you shared with us that one experience where you really made somebody angry, that would really save this phone
call. Okay, there was once.
There you go!
Of course there was once. Tell us about it.
Okay, it wasn't anything to do with work. It was like I reside in Las Vegas, and I was going down the interstate, and this gentleman in a Mercedes tried to yield in front of me, like come in from like a turnoff. Like he was coming onto the expressway.
Yeah.
And, oh, come on. No.
You're lying.
That's someone... I don't doubt that you've been in traffic altercations.
Yeah, we were looking for something else.
No, I have.
We were looking for something that you, like someone close to you or some coworker, where you said something that set them off.
No.
Never happened.
Like perhaps your parents?
Well, what about my parents?
Parents? A pastor, perhaps?
A pastor.
Oh, I did. Yes, I did piss off one pastor.
Really? You angered a holy man?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did.
Was it when he tried to kiss you?
No, I never went to that kind of church.
Hey, it can be any church.
No, what happened is I said something about, I forget what it was, and it just put him off the deep end. But getting back...
See, that's what we want to explore.
Finally, that's the first bit of truth we've had. You know what this is like? It's like an intervention, what we're
Absolutely.
Doing right now with
yes.
this guy. Crisis intervention.
Yeah, are you...
Talking about pissing somebody off, I did piss somebody off driving.
No, hold on a second.
Hold on, wait.
I want to get back to the holy man where you said something, and I believe your quote was, he went off the deep end.
Well, what I said was that, you know, Jesus Christ was, you know, he liked the party the odd time.
Jesus Christ what?
Jesus Christ liked the party. There's references in the Bible.
Jesus Christ liked to party.
Jesus Christ liked to party. And you said that to
a
priest?
I just explained to him he liked turning water into wine, and that kind of pissed him off. I was just off the top of my head.
Yeah, not being honest, I don't think.
No.
You're not, what's that?
We still don't believe you. That you've pissed off thousands of people in your lifetime.
I don't think I've come across that many people.
Have you ever got the impression, perhaps, you know, being that maybe you're not all that sensitive to these situations, but did you ever have the impression walking away from a conversation that maybe, you know, that person might have been annoyed at me?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. We'll see them later in the hall and they downcast their eyes.
A lot of times you walk into a room and the conversation stops.
I've stopped a few conversations.
Now we're getting somewhere with you.
Making some
but I
wonderful.
I usually rebound from it and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Right, but it,
right, okay, good.
It probably sticks in their craw forever.
No.
Well, you wouldn't. You know something? You wouldn't be the proper judge of that. They would be the ones.
It's obvious that you have no idea of knowing how annoying you really are. And thank God we were here to point that out.
Mm-hmm. I really feel we've done some good today.
Good help, sir.
Right.
I really feel we have done an enormous amount of good
for
our new Canadian friend.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Right, okay, friend made.
Can I call back again? Or
no, oh, never call back. We just took a poll of everybody in America says your temperature right now is 8.
Well, that puts me below Iraq and Iran.
Right, yes,
there you go.
Exactly.
I think you've crystallized it.
Correct.
Okay, gentlemen, it was fun talking.
it was fun for us, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing great.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, goodbye. That guy, Jesus.
I think Saturn headache number one right there.
that was a full journey, that phone call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about my Don and Mike mobile.
Okay.
I work at a golf course that sponsors WPEK down in Greenville.
So you're from Greenville, right?
And they have a box of Don and Mike stickers.
Right.
A bumper stickers, so I stole a box of them and put them all over my truck.
Oh, well, good. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay.
Jerry.
What do you say, Jerry Reed?
Jerry, you know, just to the point, very Green Villian call, but I'll tell you, it was true.
He was
point.
Good.
Right.
That was a good call. Notice, I didn't interrupt him. I let him say what he wanted to say. I had the confidence that that young man could convey his message to us.
Told us about the stickers. Nice.
Stole a box of bumper stickers from our radio station, put them on his car, then said, Don and Mike, Jerry!
Excellent job. Perfect.
Great call. Didn't ask us how we're doing.
That's right. Didn't have to, you know, talk about the fact, you know, we have to bring out the fact that he's annoying.
Come on. Didn't give us his bio.
Right. No way.
Hello.
Thanks for heightening my awareness.
You're welcome.
No, it's really true. I mean, you know, I've been listening.
Did you say thanks for, you know, it just, did you say heightening?
Yeah. Heightening my awareness.
Okay. Heightening.
My awareness. Thanks for heightening my awareness.
You're welcome.
I sit here and I listen to you guys as much as I can. And when you start talking about people like Kathy Lee, who was on David Letterman last
night. Hold on a second, please. I got to go to this line. A guy says he had a sexual experience with a priest.
Oh, my God.
That always puts you right to the top of the line on this show.
That's a long line if what I read is correct.
Hello.
Hello.
So.
What's going on? Hey, calling from Reno.
Yes.
1270.
Right, hey, K-Play. K-P-L-Y.
Yeah, K-P-L-Y. There you go. When I was a kid, we used to go to confession. And there was this one priest, and he, you know, he would try to grab us down there, and, you know, try to jay us off. And he said, you know, it's all right, God's going to forgive you.
Father J.O.
Yeah, he said, you know, he just said, you know, God's going to forgive you, Jesus is going to forgive you.
Did you ever, you know, identify this guy, maybe have him prosecuted?
Oh, no.
Why?
I don't know, at the time we didn't think anything of it.
Well, lots of people do that. I mean, lots of people that have had that experience go back and, you know, that's not real cool. Especially if he's still, you know, out there doing it.
Right, like Reverend Spiewak.
Well, we thought it was, you know, he was a priest and, you know, we thought it was all right at the time.
Did he do anything to you?
Not to me personally.
Oh, well then why does it say on the screen, had a sexual experience with a priest?
No, he tried to do it to me. But he never did it to me, but, you know, I had a few friends that, you know, it happened to them.
You know, though, I'll tell you, I hope you do go back and identify him, because I can tell by this conversation you will make a terrific witness.
Nah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like your brother says, I don't know.
Was his name Monsignor Jeremy?
No, his name was Arturo.
All right, hold on. I don't really want his name. Thank you, though. Hello, Doug and Mike Show.
Jesus likes to party. He likes to party.
You know, I couldn't get that song out of my brain last night. I was going to sleep. Really kept me away from it. During the Kings game, they were playing it, like when they come back from commercial, it was a song that they were playing in the Arco Arena.
Right.
And when I went to bed last night, it was, we like to party. we like to party. We like to party.
It's not the Arco Arena, though. I think you put that in your own brain by playing that song. That is an infectious song that you play.
Oh, that's a goofy song. All right, now let's go back to Mark, who has the tape of David Letterman kissing Kathy Lee Gifford's ass last night.
Okay.
Is that right, Mark?
Yes, sir, and here it is.
Okay, here we go.
We'll take some time. We're late in the administration. Very few people in Congress.
That does not sound like Kathy Lee Gifford.
You haven't, been on the show in a long time. I kind of think I know why, and if I'm right, why you haven't been here, thanks for coming back.
Why? Why? Well,
I think you were probably pissed off.
Yeah.
And if you were, I appreciate you being big enough to let that go and come back and be on the show.
Well,
but, you know, we always enjoyed having you on the show. Here, let me just get a little of that.
I couldn't understand what he said, could you?
Yeah. Let me get a little of that.
Did he kiss her or something?
I guess so.
Felt her up.
Thank you very much.
You were on for my birthday, and I thought...
He goes, you look great about 7 times in the interview.
And what did he say when he said, let me get a little of that? Did he kiss her?
Oh, she came out, and her strap on her dress on the left side that faces him closely when she sits, down below her shoulder.
Totally calculated.
Right, sure.
So when she sat, she kind of sat and threw that left shoulder with the strap down kind of in his face. And he was trying to do this opening thing and was totally distracted. And that pause and laugh that you heard was him reaching over, lifting her strap back up.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, you said that a long time. Yeah. He's got the steaming undies.
He sure does. He sure does.
I mean, it gets worse.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, well, no need for goodbyes. And we thank you for that batch of telephone calls.
Yes, that was one of our correspondents. Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. Sammy Davis.
nice to hear you saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.